Ophrah. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Ophrah. All hail Ophrah. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafran friends, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, it is a delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are resident, irrespective of where you're listening, this very evening, this very cold, damp, drabby evening of the Monday of the 23rd of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing here at approximately 5 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in Biafra land. I welcome each and every one of you. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, who for some of them now is the very early hours of Tuesday, the 24th for them. But we are in the 23rd. Those of them in Los Angeles, it is their early morning of the 23rd. So it doesn't really matter. As long as you're listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6, of which we are delighted to report the return of CHK 97.6 in Enugu, our capital, the coal city itself. Radio Biafra is also broadcasting across swathes of Biafra land on the same frequency, on the same dial, 97.6 CHK. If you go to satellite, we are also there. Radio Biafra is simulcasting on at least 7 satellites circling this very earth. All you need to do is to get a free-to-air decoder, even if you are using Darsat, if you're using Utelsat, if you're on Arab satellite, if you're on Amos 2 and Amos 5, even for some of you using DSTV decoders, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra, of course, is online. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, if you go to www.ipob.org, we are also on www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Radio Biafra is also on biafratelevision.co, biafratelevision.co. All these are websites, please. If you cannot listen to us on one, go to the other. We are there. A sizable number of you, please, especially those using mobile devices, they can either go to TuneIn, www.tunein.com, search for Radio Biafra, or you can go to www.rblworld.tv. rblworld.tv is underutilized, please. We want as many people as possible to go there because of the bandwidth drain on the other ones. Millions are listening right across this very planet, and sometimes people complain they don't quite receive it. And of course, we are doing all that we can to expand our base, to expand our bandwidth, to allow people to be able to log in at whatever time they please or they wish to be able to listen to us. All the same, irrespective of all these rather very temporary limitation, we welcome each and every one of you once again. And as always, I will offer unadulterated praise to Chukwu Abiam, the Most High God himself, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the keeper of the universe, the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end of everything that we represent. It is unto him and to him alone that we offer every praise and adoration, every care, every adulation as well, every uplifting of name, everything that we have to offer, every blessing, every honor, every glory belongs to Chukwu Abiama and not man or anything else made with man. We do not venerate any idols or anything made with hand as we are commanded to in Exodus chapter 20, not to bow, kneel, or pray to anything made by hand. Because Chukwu Abiama is jealous. Every praise must go to him. That is what we do here. That in the end, Biafra may come, and that in the end we may offer glory to heaven and not to man, because Biafra is a gift for Chukwu Abiama to give to mankind. It is not in our place, it is not in our stead to try to bring Biafra. Biafra will never come if it were just for the act of men. Biafra can only come when heaven determines that the time is right for it to come. And for that time to be right, for all the circumstances to be correct, to allow the coming or the re-emergence of Biafra, we must remain incorruptible. We must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. For Biafra to come, we must be without fear in the presence of our enemies. We must march relentlessly forward without any prevarication. We must march without dithering. We must march forward knowing fully well that the prize at the end of it is liberation, it is liberty, it is freedom, it is equality, it is civilization, it is electricity, running water, very good schools, and a place you can proudly call your nation, your country, you will fight for, you will die for, if called upon to do so. That is why we do what we do, and that is why heaven is very kind to us. Our pledge every blessed day remains the same, that we will never, ever at any point in time contemplate. We will never at any point in time even entertain the idea or the thought of doing anything else, of slowing down, of abandoning, of trying to jettison this very magnificent divine effort to restore God's own kingdom upon the face of the earth. The work we do here on earth has divine connotations because it was ordained by heaven and not by man on this very earth. Chukwu Abiama asked us to come, and for that very purpose we must fulfill it. If you find yourself serving your country in whatever capacity, if you find yourself a member of any of the numerous meetings around the world, you are indeed chosen, you are indeed blessed. Of course, the devil may from time to time get into some of you who are not strong enough, who are not quite honest enough, but in the end, we will emerge triumphant. In the end, Biafra will come. That glory may belong to Chukwu Abiama. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. You must, at this time, know that I will ask you every blessed evening, as I anchor this very program, to remind you to tell those around you, your friends and your family, to please come and participate. If you are the only person with a satellite receiver in your village, you should go out and encourage people, rather, to come very close, to participate in this very offering with you, to receive the word of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, and in the process be able to understand what is happening, what is topical, what is relevant, and what is entirely consistent with the destruction of the damnable zoological republic. Our job is to make sure that Biafra comes. Some of you will stop. When Biafra comes, a very handful of us will continue. We will not stop until the name Nigeria ceases to exist. Our hatred for the zoo is, I don't know how to put it, it is innate, very, very pathological. It is a part of our essence. The anger I feel each time I think about the zoo called Nigeria cannot be put into words. That is why it will be, for me, I will pray to heaven, a personal accomplishment to ensure that the zoo does no longer exist. That very animal enclave, that animal kingdom, that shameless place created by white people, adopted by black fools and slaves, those of them that their brains don't quite function properly, we are here to ensure its destruction, and the zoo will fall. When I mean that Nigeria will disintegrate, I am not just talking about the emergence of Biafra and then the remnants will continue as the zoo called Nigeria. The name Nigeria will no longer exist. The same way they removed us from every geography, every history book here in London, they did it in Shoreditch. I hasten to add. Here they came and they paid the British to whitewash, to obliterate, to turn the Bight of Biafra into the Bight of Benin, to change everything about our people and our culture, forgetting that they, the British, came to our land and signed treaties with us, acknowledging that we are Biafrans. They did, not us. In the same vein, we shall make sure that the zoo called Nigeria never ever exists. Biafra will come or everything will perish. Some we say it and some idiots we are commenting on an article written by one of the newspapers in the zoo carrying some things that I said about the zoo coming to an end December of this very year. And some Yorubas, of course, very flippantly as you would expect them to. We are making jest and mockery. Oh, they are looking for settlement. They want somebody to settle them. That's why they're, you know, typical. And this was what we warned against before. That is why sometimes we find it very, very difficult to penetrate international community because they think we are not serious. And why is that? Those that went before us, they compromised. The lesson that Biafran people should have learned is this. When you fight for freedom and you are genuine about it, you never stop. Ordinary Scotland is not fighting for freedom. They are fighting for political independence, and the two are not the same. Yet they have not stopped. Despite the fact that it was they, the Scottish, that handed themselves over to the British 300 years ago, the Scottish people voted to dissolve their own parliament and invite the English to come and take over. They still want their independence till tomorrow morning. What confuses humanity? People, our people don't know this. The reason why we have to work 4, 5, 10 times harder to convince people, governments of the world, to believe, even to accept our message, is that they have never seen a group of people that started off fighting for their freedom. Not political independence. The two are not the same. They have never seen a people who were basically fighting for their political survival, who gave all of that up to go and join those, killing them. That was why Israel was very, very lukewarm about supporting any emerging Biafra agitation. They never wanted to, because we are not serious. Everybody keeps telling us, any day you people are serious, we will know. Right now, you're not serious. All you do is you talk, you broadcast, you do all of these things. Any day you are serious, we will know. Therefore, it is incumbent on each and every one of us. It is our duty, our responsibility to ensure that we convince people around the world that this time around, we will never ever stop until we get what we're looking for. No matter the amount of people that will die in the process, that we will never give up. That is why we preach this gospel the way we do. That is why we want our people to understand what we are going into. To fight for your liberation and your freedom is not easy, especially when Lucifer himself is in charge of the opposition. Every known race on this very earth is against the emergence of Biafra. Not because they want to be, but because Satan has gone inside them to tell them, you have to be against these people. You must be. Because Biafra represents the coming of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth, as prayed by Yeshua, that the Greeks called Jesus Christ. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread. People are praying for the coming of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. As it is in heaven, so shall it be here on this very earth. Jesus Christ was talking about Biafra. Some of you will not understand this, but there are some very anecdotal, I would say, because even the British denied the existence of the hard facts. It was them that drew up the longitude and the latitudinal lines. Latitude and longitude, the lines that runs from the North Pole to the South Pole, from the East to the West of the world, trying to at least allow you to pinpoint with dead accuracy where any land, country, position is on this earth. When they finished drawing it, they could not alter nature. They ran a meridian. they ran a meridian through London, not far from here in Greenwich. That is called Greenwich Mean Time, not zero meridian. Even in mathematics, you start from 0 to 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 10 to infinity. But in the case of the beginning of the counting of the at least longitudinal lines to the left of the world, believe it or not, they did not start from zero. They started from plus 1 hour. That is why Britain is plus 1 hour ahead of us when they are not tampering with the time. Their own line is called Greenwich Mean Time. Their own meridian. Ours is the zero. Zero before them, one. And then as you travel every hour around the world, it becomes 1 hour until you circumnavigate the whole globe, making it 24 hours. I don't know if people are following. Where time started is where you come from. In the bight of Biafra itself, in the waters of the coast of Biafra land. Zero longitude, zero latitude. In essence, where everything began. That is why they will not want you to come up. That is why we will ensure that we come up. Because what we are doing is in complete and absolute fulfillment of a prophecy and what is contained in the Holy Book, that these people will be set free. And with it, the kingdom of heaven will come down to this very earth. And this is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra across this very planet that we call Earth, the commander of all her loyal forces, and in the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra. What we do is not of man, it is of heaven. Therefore, by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and nobody else, I will now, tomorrow, and ever remain a very faithful, abiding, and loyal servant of the indigenous people of Biafra till my dying day. We will not, I assure you, with everything that I can muster, we will not retreat nor surrender. Biafra will come. There is nothing else we would rather do than to set our country free from the bondage that the British consigned it to, from the iniquitous existence that was perpetuated by the murderous regime of Yakubu Gowon, and to the acquiescence and the complacency of the leadership of our people as encapsulated in the ignominious existence of Ohanaeze Ndigbo. We will fight all these demons and we will defeat all of them. Just watch and see. This is Radio Biafra. And from the end of this year, this year will no longer exist, as we tell you before, because this year we must march. This year we must march with or without. We want to prove to mankind that there is Chukwu Abiama in heaven. That is the only purpose for which Biafra will serve. To convince the whole world that Chukwu Abiama exists and that he is God. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work is ceaseless. Our work is endless. Our work is long-lasting. It is enduring. Our work is here to fulfill a divine mission. And that very divine mission is the restoration in absolute and uncompromising manner. The sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra, founded on truth and honesty. On truth and honesty, because without truth and honesty, Biafra will not come. Other people tried in the past. Ask them, did Biafra come? The answer is a capital no. Biafra did not come because their hands were not clean enough. And because the time, all of us, our hands were not clean. We are talking about worshipping white gods was prevalent in our land. We went and were basically sometimes sacrificing human beings to some pathetic, wretched, non-existent deity. Oftentimes, our people avoided what they were meant to do and started to indulge in a level of wickedness never before witnessed in the history of our people by labeling some people as outcast. Something that is abominable and reprehensible before the sight of heaven and this very earth. The whole Osu and the caste system, the work of devil and Lucifer, All this nonsense, how do you expect to be free when you have not set other people free? You yourself, you want to be free. Chukwuka Abiam looked at us and said, you people are not serious. When you're serious, we will know. But now we are serious. That is why we confess our sins to the hearing of the whole world, that we will not leave any stone unturned in the pursuit of absolute and total freedom. Not half and half. Freedom for everybody. In Biafra, everybody must be free. When I mean free, I mean freedom from everything iniquitous. Everything that is evil. Every discrimination. You cannot say, oh, because somebody comes from Oron, because of that, they cannot get a job at Enugu. You must be insane. If somebody is qualified anywhere, there will be no indigent. If you're a Biafran, you are a Biafran citizen. You can stay anywhere you like forever and ever. It doesn't really matter. Because, mind you, every child will receive the same level of education. It doesn't matter where they are. Every child will be a ward of the state. Which means from kindergarten to university, it will be pure, free, quality education. If we don't have money even to eat indomie, we will spend money on education. Very, very important. We will not play with our children. Never, ever, ever. They will be taken care of. Very much so. Because the nonsense we endured in the zoo, we cannot afford to replicate in God's own kingdom. This is Radio Biafra. Once the barrister is able and privileged to join us, he will be able to do so. But in the interim, I must inform each and every one of you, of course, that you must get your pen and your paper. People call me sometimes and ask me, oh, what is the telephone number of this or that? I ask you, get a pen and a piece of paper. So that when we give out all these numbers, you will be able to record them. If you have need for them, you refer back. Rather than people asking, where can I get this, where can I get that? I will give you time to please get your pen and your papers ready wherever you are. You will take down these numbers. They will stand you in good stead. If you need anything, these are the numbers to call. And once you call them, we will do our best to ensure that we come to you. We will ensure that we provide all the answers if we can. If we cannot, we point you in the right direction. The very eminent barrister has come to me. Barrister Mamezu has joined me this very evening. But before I go to the barrister, I will please remind the whole of humanity that Radio Biafra is live and interactive at this very moment, as we do every evening from here in London, United Kingdom. The number to call is +44 208 133 9974. I repeat, +44 208 133 9974. The barrister will please come back to me. I don't know what I was just touching. I've cut him off, you know, unexpectedly or unceremoniously. Barrister should please try and come back to me. He has done so. Barrister, let me finish this with these numbers and I will come to you. The numbers once again, +44 208 133 9974. If you're calling us from the zoo with an old telephone, or the old phones, it is 00944. It's only in the zoo that you add 9 before you dial anything else. Everywhere else in the world, it is 0044. Only in the animal kingdom, that is where you put 009. Then 44208133 9974. The other number is +44 78 313 08376. This is our studio line. Incidentally, also, it is our line for Tango, for Viber, and for WhatsApp as well. Should you, as some people are already doing, wishing to send us any messages, if any of them is nice, I'll read them out. Tango, Viber, WhatsApp is also on this very studio line, +44 78 313 08376. We have a line of inquiry at home. If you want to buy petrol for any of our generators, 5 of them are on this evening. 5. They consume petrol. The number to call, to support, to inquire, to find out what we are doing is, for those in the Zoological Republic, 090-9077-6589. Call that very number. Biafrans will answer it. Those of them who are dedicated. These are people who are dedicated. The number once again is +234 909 077-6589. Call these numbers at home. Ask them how they're doing. If you can afford to give them ordinary calling card, you give them. Because they are doing a very wonderful job. These people, they are. By which I mean, Brad Chimezie, of course, Chidebere Omudiwe, Chibuezi Wala, and Gift Ahamefla. They are working very, very hard behind the scenes to make sure that our movement at home is running as smoothly as it should. There are those we cannot give you your names. They are working very hard, please. Anything you can do to support them, to help them, please do so. Ordinary calling card will do. Ordinary data for them to continue to maintain contact with the world will also suffice. If you want to support the effort to make sure that we have enough fuel to run our generators every blessed day, please also call this number 090-907-76589. And also, and very, very importantly, if you may, please, we are teaching you how to be charitable. Somebody is fueling a generator at Enugu, but it's not an Enugu indigene. But don't come from Enugu, so to speak. I use the word indigene, the one you will understand. Therefore, it doesn't matter where you are. If it touches you, try and do it. Others did. That is why we have CHK 97.6. This is Radio Biafra. I will now defer to the barrister himself who has been waiting for a while. Barrister Mamezu, I wonder if you can hear me, because the rest of humanity are waiting and they will be delighted to have you address them this very evening. Please, if you may, go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, we start every day. We give you the same message. We are never fed up talking to you because we always have this as a delight, talking to our people, uniting Biafrans from every nook and crannies. We believe in the restoration of Biafra, and that's why we do what we're doing. It's not that we couldn't lay back like others, but the selected few that are piloting this particular program are well informed of what they should do and how they should do it at this point in time, and that's why we are working tirelessly, making sure that every Biafran hears this news so that you will not say, I did not get the opportunity to hear what you guys are doing, or I did not get the opportunity to make contribution or support you're making. Every day we talk to you, we are ensuring that Radio Biafra goes at every level in this world so that our people will be well informed before the restoration of Biafra, because Biafra is for everybody, it's not for individuals. And this is the efforts all of us are making here, ensuring that we preach to you every day, morning and night, AM, PM. That is our plan. Ensuring that you're well educated, ensuring that you see the idiosyncrasies being caused by the British amalgamation to the Northern and the Yorubas. Marched those who can never agree or see one another together. They marched us together. And since then, killings, maiming, evil children are now being used as those who can be strapped with bombs to go and explode. Children are being sold. Pregnant women have devoted themselves, having children and selling them, which is an abomination that has never happened before and or when our forefathers left, before the British advancement. They brought all sorts of wickedness into our land, and that is what we're following them, and that is what is happening up to today. You cannot go to Biafra land ever to recognize that this is a place where our forefathers built. It's now being roamed about by the House of Fulani Boko Haram. Every state in Biafra land has a commissioner of police from Hausa land. Why? Because we are under occupation. And a lot of you don't even know that. They believe that, oh, we leave everything in the name of Jesus. Buhari came here to come and meet Tony Blair and Cameron. He wants to create a space for his son, even a man who is dying. He will create a space for those who are coming after him and under whose predicament, dear friends. If you share what belongs to you, fair enough. You don't go and share what belongs to somebody else at their own peril. And this is what we're up against. And that is why we'll ensure that Biafra comes. It is our lifetime. Otherwise, all of us will perish. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister, and thank you for that. We must let people understand that what we are doing is a life-saving measure. There were Jews in Europe, descendants of the land of Israel. I have had people offering different opinions all the time. Oh, they are not the original one. They are from here, they are from there. And I don't believe them. And I will tell you why I don't believe you. They kept circumcising on the eighth day. They kept reading the Torah. When some of you were worshipping idol, when white man came, you abandoned everything. They killed the Jews during the Spanish Inquisition. They did not abandon the worship of Chukwu Abiama and nothing else. They gave them an option. Either you bow before the cross or we'll put you to death. They chose to die than to bow before the cross. They kept it alive. Everything they kept alive, culminating in their fight to rescue Jerusalem from the pit of darkness. Therefore, they are real and genuine. Why am I saying this? Because today, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling on Jews in Europe, not in Eastern Europe or any backward place, in Western Europe to go back to Israel, that they are safe there. It doesn't matter how many years you spend outside Biafra land. If you are a Biafran, your life is in perpetual danger or misery. You must go back to where you come from. Unless you go back and develop it, nothing will work. People say, oh no, it is very difficult. They don't know that in Israel you have 33 parties, political parties, 33 in Israel, even more growing every day. It doesn't stop them from forging ahead as the strongest. In fact, they have the best defense force in the world. They have the best secret service in the world. And they are the only democracy in the Middle East, surprisingly enough. They did all of that, not because of who they are, but because the glory of heaven is with them. The grace of Chukwu Abiama is with them. As simple as that. The same thing must happen to us. We must call down that very glory. And we need brave men and women. Some of you don't quite understand. Some are saying, oh, who are... When Benjamin Netanyahu's senior brother was being killed at Entebbe, where were you people? When they were going to storm Entebbe and free all the hostages at Entebbe, where were you people? That time, the Israelites were not black. It's now that they are black. What did all these black people do in Israel anyway? Let me ask you. What did they do? These people were strong enough to come and fight for that very land. They maintained all the traditions and the culture from day one. Some of you bought into this nonsensical garbage that those that occupy Israel today are not the true Hebrews. Who told you? That kind of nonsense. What? Where do all this garbage come from? From people who understand that the only way to wipe away Israel is by undermining where they come from. They have tried through war. It didn't work for them. So what they had to do is to go and sponsor some people to write some stupid books and articles saying they are not the original people. Who are you? Did they follow any Aros in the Orchard? Did they follow any white god? The answer is no. They believed in Chukwu Abiama all the way through, building their temples and their synagogues all the way all over the world till tomorrow. Some of you, your children are married to Canadians. Some of you are married to Chinese women. Some are married to Japanese. Do you think that the children you give birth to will look like a normal Igbo person? The answer is no. If you give birth to a male child and the child is circumcised, that child is Biafran. It doesn't matter what they look like. Now, fast forward to the next 2,000 years. Should your child decide to go back to where the mom comes from to marry the mom's people, your bloodline may be tainted or even bleached away. Completely out. Then what happens to you? Now, when they come back to Biafran and somebody will say, oh, you're not a Biafran, when they have always circumcised their sons on the eighth day, who are you to say they are not Biafrans? Our people should reason sometimes, please. Don't believe every garbage you read from these people whose intent is to undermine Israel. And we will not have that. Not here, not anywhere else. Because without them, you would have been wiped away clean. It was the Jews, the same people who were fighting for you. When you faced your darkest hour, everybody ran away. As I said, I know what I'm waiting for. And then I will begin to the release of this very sensitive and highly, I don't know how to put it, very sensitive and highly classified documents, never meant for you to see. You will see them, and then you will understand that the people that occupy Israel today are the genuine children of God from heaven. This is Radio Biafra. We must therefore proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. because here on Radio Biafra we do justice to it. Barrister was slightly concerned yesterday. He said, I was taking some time to present the news or to round up my analysis. And when Barrister comes back, I'll remind him that the time he was away, the time he traveled, I had to devise a means to make sure that I do my own bit of work and Barrister's as well, to cover the time, to make sure that when we come to take live calls, that it remains the same and very consistent. That was why. As time goes on, perhaps we will be able to amend it downwards. But our analyses are very, very critical. We must explain this news to our people because some of us don't quite understand English very well. That is why we don't have any development. But here on Radio Biafra, we explain news in such a manner that it makes sense to even, I don't know, Onyotakara. Very important we do. I've been told in some parts of Anioma that little children, as young as 10, 11, 12, they teach their parents about Biafra. And there was an incident. They went for a meeting in Anioma, and there was an incident where a little girl was explaining to the parents that Nigerians are monkeys. The parents said, "Where did you get it?" She said, "I have been a very little girl. I've been listening to Radio Biafra, and what they're saying is correct." Even children listen. Because the way we explain things here, everybody makes sense of the news we are presenting. We must proceed. Our news headlines this very evening. The zoo will survive 2015 general elections, according to Jonathan, only in his dreams. Jonathan, I liken to Mohammed Siad Barre. I've said it all the time. Some of you are not quite conversant with African history. I ask you to go and study the history of Somalia. There is a saying, or that is it's not an adage, just a saying. Sometimes, you know, an ostrich that doesn't want to see anything will just bury the head in the sand. What is happening outside it. The body is outside, but it feels that by choosing not to see what is happening, that somehow it is safe, but it is not. Jonathan have chosen not to observe what is happening around him. He is claiming that the zoo will survive 2015 elections. The only way to survive is if he decides to abdicate, to run away. Because I must warn Jonathan and PDP. If you call elections, you will lose. You will lose because the masters of rigging, the British, are behind Buhari. They know Buhari is not qualified to run. They understand that very well. So the more useless an Hausa person is, the more acceptable to the British that person will be. If you're a hopeless Hausa person to the British, you're useful because you'll be used to do a destructive job for the white people of Europe. Your job is to go and destroy. And that is what Buhari is coming to do. Some of you will be there. They have planned all the things they're going to do. Once the result is out, Cameron or whoever is there will congratulate Buhari. That is all they need. And Obama will congratulate him and say may he continue well in office. And Jonathan is finished. Only two congratulatory messages and Jonathan is out. Therefore, he must tread very carefully. He's telling you that he will survive the election. I don't think he will. And you will not. At the end of it, I will tell you, did I tell you so or not? Maybe from then, you believe us and not Jonathan. This is Radio Biafra. Jonathan said they will survive the election. I do not believe so. The zoo is going the way of Somalia. Jonathan is like Mohammed Siad Barre, which I will explain later. He saw all the handwriting on the wall, that the rebels were taking a stronghold, that the edifice called Somalia was crumbling. He decided to remain in office, and today their civilization has been set back 2,000 years. There they are like vultures eating each other. Each family has a Kalashnikov assault rifle to kill the next person they can see. The place is like one hell of a Mad Max. There is no movie that can accurately depict life in Somalia right now. In southern Somalia, at least. There is no movie that can depict it. What is happening there? It is like people living in the Stone Age, but only now with AK-47. Immigration recruitment victims threaten to drag the zoo to court because the zoo called Nigeria is one very serious fraudulent enclave. They even steal from their citizens they have not provided for. If the zoo was going to steal from ordinary people, You can at least understand it if they had paid their fees or taken them to school or given them employment or helped their parents. The answer is no. But after parents must have finished suffering, Nigerian government will stay and defraud you. There were no jobs. They just said, go and buy forms, 1,000 each. They printed nearly 2 million forms and they made money. People came there, stampeded themselves to death. And they said, we'll hold an investigation. This will not happen again. And that is the end of it. Now they are threatening to drag the zoo to the international court in The Hague. I don't know what merit that has, which I may form able to clarify us, or even barrister himself, because Uche has been doing some research on this international court business to tell us if they can do so or not. We are reporting again today, as we do every day, that Boko Haram have now killed another 24 in Hong, according to the police. And also their helicopters, we are dropping leaflets saying, do not come out to vote. Isn't it quite ironic? Even Boko Haram recognizes that you cannot vote in the zoo. They're asking them, don't come out to vote. The same way today, we are asking people, do not come out to vote. We don't have anything in common with Boko Haram, please. But they understand that the zoo is finished. The ordinary people inside the zoo is saying that this zoo is finished. We want to break out of our cages and be free. Britain, give us the key so we can unlock the cages that you have held us in for very many years, because we want to be free. That's all people are saying. That is why there will not be any election. Anybody canvassing for election, of course, is Africa. What do you expect? Politics of the stomach. People are very, very hungry. What can they do? We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We will catch Shekau before elections, according to Jonathan. Jonathan is saying that we'll catch him before elections. I don't know where he got that from, but they have killed him before. I don't know if they're going to kill him again. Jonathan is on a campaign trail saying that they will catch him before the elections. So that begs the... Okay, sorry. Buhari is coming out to win, so Buhari can offer Shekau in order to get the presidency and then convert all of you to Islam. Who knows? Who knows? 80% of the zoo's stolen crude oil is exported abroad, according to Governor Uduaghan. People are listening to Radio Biafra. We told you they do. Anything we preach here, eventually they talk about it. They have to. You don't have any choice, because it is the truth. This is why Britain and some corrupt people in America want the zoo to continue as a country. That is what Governor Uduaghan is saying here. Stolen crude. They don't pay for it. I remember running this very report about 2 years ago that people take oil from the zoo. They don't pay. They take oil from Biafra and they don't pay. Hey, no, it's not true. It's not true. After about 2 or 4 months, I think Alison Madeke was forced to come and deny the fact. In fact, they even said they will tighten, they will bring in new meters so that people can pay. Now, that isn't working either. Uduaghan have now spoken, confirming what I've always known. Eventually, they talk about what we have preached on Radio Biafra. Very, very important. They may deny it in the open, that is their business, but in the end, everybody comes here to learn. You must learn, even if you don't like us. And according to the brother who rang me today from Indonesia, saying that he has a complaint to make, because here we welcome free speech. As long as you recognize that this is a family show, there are children listening, you don't use swear words. You don't say things that are out of context. You have the right to say whatever you want to say. He said to us, the way you people castigate Ohanaeze and insult our elders. I said, what greater insult is it that somebody came to your village, your way of life changed. You started following them about, you changed your name from Ifanichukwu to Clement. What greater insult is that? People don't know what insult is. Today, I lectured him on what it is. You're answering Smith. You're answering, what else is that to answer Handel Chinese women? Donovan. Before, your name was Onkwachukwu. Now you are Donovan. You don't know it's an insult to you? The greatest, by taking away who you are. You don't see that as an insult. It's people telling you the truth as to who you are. Oh, and there's a Wundoshi. What is wrong with that to tell you? The Chewa Soko did not say it. These are criminals. You have the temerity to come, and of course you have the right to do so. Please don't be discouraged. Next time, if you have something to say about us, please try and do so. Another Biafra group is now calling on Ndibo to boycott elections. This time around, BZM. Everybody understands that very fact. There will be no election. None whatsoever. What for? What are you doing election for? Another 4 years of looting, another 4 years of kidnapping, another 4 years of little kids giving birth and selling their babies, another 4 years of poverty, another 4 years rather of very poor people killing themselves, another 4 years of premature death. Is that what you want, or do you want freedom? We must continue this Radio Biafra, wherever you are. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. Conspiracies against President Jonathan, I would even add to them, if I was there, Jonathan is a very foolish president. Very lousy indeed. The worst I've ever seen occupying such an office. Jonathan is a retard. If not, I can understand why some Biafrans would want to campaign for him and to vote for him. But Jonathan has nothing to offer, because the zoo has nothing to offer. Nothing to offer whatsoever. This is the worst ever performing president I've ever come across. Of any comparison anywhere in the world. Jonathan is a disgrace to the office of the chief executive of any country. An abundant disgrace he is, Jonathan. 14 babies abducted in Benue in 3 months. So you can now send your own babies to India to go and receive their organs. Amazing. Black people at their finest. Kidnap babies, kill them, send the organs to... It's like crude oil. You export crude oil, but then you import petrol, you import kerosene, you import diesel. The same way you can take a baby and harvest the organs and sell to Indians. Then you send your own babies to go there for one kidney, maybe one pancreas, one lung, one heart. It depends on what you want. You know, you pick what you're looking for. But the organs that they are transplanting comes from you near your village as well. Now you understand why we castigate black people the way we do. There is something wrong with us. Heaven knows. The MA is speaking to the displaced, the refugees of Mubi, asking them to return home. MA to refugees. Return home. We don't know how true that is. Pressure on the zoo currency, Naira, as market loses $800 million that could have gone into free education. They have squandered. That is why they say, oh, your market, I told you, oh, Chachakana, gambling. They have lost $800 million in the zoo. But will it matter? The answer is no. Does it affect you? The answer is no. It doesn't. But the time you will know is when you go back and they say, that 200 naira can no longer buy you pure water anymore. Then you will understand that something has gone seriously wrong. As those in Russia were complaining, you not just need wheelbarrow to carry naira, you need gongoro to carry it, because the currency will be so worthless. Fire said to Buhari, swear by the Holy Quran that you did not visit a hospital in London. Everybody lies in the zoo called Nigeria. Everybody is a liar, so it doesn't really matter what they say. They are always lying. After all, have you not heard Oluko Lade before, the Yoruba man? Lie. A group wants security agencies to probe fake Igbo leaders in Lagos. And they were classic. You know, they produce fake drugs, so why wouldn't they have fake leaders? They do fake drugs now. They open capsule and they pour powder inside it and sell to people to drink and die. Take the medication and you die off. And then you say your grandmother is holding you. Your sister-in-law is the one against you. You know, people are mad. It's the fake drugs you bought at OP Work that is killing you, not your next door neighbor. Ndiara. They have fake leaders. Is it what people now? Whatever is good for the gays is good for God. The only people to democratize the institution of monarchy. People go to vote for who will be the Eze, the Igwe of the village. Whereas they don't know that the essence of monarchy is its hereditary concept. You don't vote for it. That is why it's a monarchy. Then they are sent to the throne. They answer His Royal Highness, His Royal Majesty, His Royal Igwe. But they were voted for. You know, we have a unique way of doing things, I'm telling you, Igbo people. We turn things upside down. Fake Igbo leaders in Lagos. Will money come out of it? Yes. Let us try and make a fake version of it. After all, there are fake IPOBs all over. Every idiot wants to answer IPOB. Fake all over the place. It's in their nature now. Can't you see it? Fake Igbo leaders in Lagos. What is new? Nothing at all, at all, at all. You are very bad, and we will tell you. It won't stop us from working for you. It won't stop us from trying to save you. But if you're evil, we tell you you're evil, so that you can change and repent from your dastardly ways. I will inherit huge debt profile and empty treasury, according to Buhari. I will inherit. Buhari, after meeting Tony Blair, they have told him you're going to win no matter what happens. We have the census figures here in Britain. I'm sure Blair must have told him, we have the census. If there is any problem, we'll say that those in the north outnumber those in the south, and everybody in the north voted for you, so you won. After all, the Northern People's Congress, NPC, never won one single vote outside the north, yet they formed the government that Tafawa Balewa headed. Most of you don't know this, do you? They claim that we are Nigerians. That is the hypocrisy that drives me mad, that people don't quite grasp. Mohammedan Emirates of the North. They claim they are... In fact, do you know the name of their party? Northern People's Congress. Do you know the one that Azikiwe had? NCNC. Nigerian Council for... National Council for Nigeria and the Cameroons. He even went into Cameroon to look for people to join him. Named Azikiwe, lunatic. And Awolowo had his own little Aburo club called Action Group. That's all they can do in Lagos. Aburo, local area boys. They can't do anything. Local champions. Nnamdi Azikiwe went about preaching for unity. Let's get together. Ahmadu Bello said, no, I want northern people only. My concern is Awosa Fulani, the north. I don't care about anybody else. And surprise, surprise, the north won. That person asking for unity, for love, for oneness, he lost. That is why when I see an Awosa man telling me about the unity, to protect the unity, I look at them and I laugh at them. These are hypocrites because of oil in my father's backyard. That's why you say you love me. You don't. The love is conditional. On oil flowing. In fact, any day you don't even feel like it can just slaughter me. People don't understand. But we are here to teach them. We are here to teach them. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We need to proceed. Boko Haram, they said that defeating Boko Haram will capture Shekau. But Boko Haram have now burnt down a military camp in Yobe Town. And I want to also advise Jonathan, because, you know, him and in this UG, a black person in power in Africa is always a problem. Obama killed Osama Bin Laden. Obama killed Osama. Do you remember that? Now, Al-Qaeda metamorphosed into a type of monstrosity never witnessed by mankind before in ISIS. There was a time they killed, what's his name again? Is it Mohammed Yusuf of Boko Haram? They thought, oh, if we kill the leader, we have won. I don't know why people don't follow history. Boko Haram became deadly even without Mohammed Yusuf. Than when Yusuf was alive. If you kill Shekau, if you kill Shekau, believe you me, you think ISIS is bad? You know, there are various degrees of wickedness in the world. When wickedness comes into black area in Africa, you'll understand that mankind is indeed evil. You think that burning people in the cages, bathing them in acid is bad. When a black monkey from Africa gets hold of you and wants to be wicked, you'll understand that mankind is indeed very, very wicked. They shouldn't push Boko Haram that far. If they do. Okay. Look at ISIS. Can they stop them? Oh, we are bombing them from the air. We are firing cruise missiles from the sea. People are dying every day. They are showing you new ways to kill. And when that pattern gets into Africa, there you will know that indeed black people are wicked. You will see the ways they'll be killing people. That will be very, very novel. I'm telling you. So they should be very, very careful. Boko Haram have now burnt down a military camp in Yobe Town. As they're talking about this, they are conquering them and overrunning them every blessed day. That is why the zoo cannot survive. People, instead of all of you now listening, those in America, those in Canada, those in Mexico, all over the world, you are just there folding your hands. And hoping that the Pope will save you. The Archbishop of Canterbury will save you. Somebody will come to your rescue. You people are jokers. If you don't take your own destiny. In fact, the only way to save yourselves is by not voting. I'm telling you. If you attempt to go out to vote, some of you will come back as corpses anyway. As dead bodies. You'll die. Those that survive. It is just like triggering off an avalanche, or a mudslide, or even a tsunami. It will be like you people are the ones that is causing the tectonic shift of the plates underneath the sea that will trigger the killer wave that will kill people by accepting to vote. But if you sit, if you just say for this very period, I am not going to go anywhere to vote, it will force all these criminal, looting, vagabonds called politicians to think and say, my goodness me, we must change our ways. If you go out to vote, you are lighting the gunpowder and this zoo will blow up. Watch and see now. Are we too far away? Is it not only next month? You watch and see what's going to happen. As people will be falling left, right, as people are dying, I'll be reminding you on Radio Biafra, did I not tell you so? Did I not tell you so? I will even read the news. Once they report that people are dying because of the election, I'll be telling you here, did I not tell you so? That's all I will say to you. And then after that, Unlekwanya Rashiam. Motorists lament increase in petrol pump price only in Igbo land. You know, these people, British took away, the Europeans took away their identity by giving them a false gods to worship. Number one. And then what is left of their brain was vacuumed up by Hausa Fulani. So they don't go and cheat outsiders. They cheat themselves. That is why Igbo people can sit down and decide not to sell petrol to cause artificial scarcity so they can sell it at a very high price. They will not. Their own petrol station in Lagos is selling at 87 naira per liter, but their own in the village is selling at 110 naira per liter. Yet the oil came from nearby village, you see. Now you understand what we mean by what we are doing. People are calling us on Radio Biafra. You wait for our news analysis to finish, then you can call Radio Biafra, please. We start at 7 p.m., 8 p.m. in Biafra land, but round about 9:30 Biafra land time or 8:30 here, we open our lines after the barrister must have finished speaking, please. Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau reportedly in Nigerian government custody. Is the news for children. When you do that, you let us know. It doesn't really matter. As I said before, Obama killed Osama and Al-Qaeda turned into ISIS and became a nightmare that the whole world is now viewing with so much trepidation. A court, as typical in the zoo, have now discharged Babalakin over 4.7 billion fraud. Yoruba fraud. You know, when Yoruba, I love them at least. You know, when Yoruba want to do fraud, they do proper fraud. Not all this nonsense of fraud of, Ubulafo. He awarded a contract as PDP chairman of 100 million. They are dragging him to EFCC. Babalakin stole 4.7 billion. The court said you can go home. At least you have given off part of the money. This is the zoo. If you want to share, you share and let's move on. Sharing blood and sharing money. Babalakin discharged. He asked him to go. 4.7 billion. Earthquake. What can you do? You're talking about one Nigerian DC maybe. In fact, the only time I can allow or excuse what Boko Haram is doing is if you say you're a Nigerian, Boko Haram should go and bomb you. Everybody, if you say, because it shows how foolish you are as a human being. Saying you're a Nigerian means you are very, very foolish. You have no brain. And I have no regard for such people. Anyway, no, what are you? Of course, are you not black Africans? What do you know? Jonathan's land grab and abuse of office and corruption, according to APC, as if the land use decree is not. The land use decree is also the same thing. And nobody is complaining. Nobody is complaining. Thank you very much. Before we proceed to give you news in detail, I must make a mention of our sister who gave us some funds, about 30,000 naira to buy petrol. I presume it has been received. Thank you very, very much for that. And one or two of you as well. Thank you very much for that. And because of that, Radio Biafra is also this evening on CHKN 7.6 speaking in Enugu because we've been able to buy petrol. And it is now working. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We need to proceed and we must proceed to bring you the news headlines, which we have just done now, and now to be accompanied by the news summary. President Jonathan assures that the monkeys and the baboons called Nigerians and the entire zoo itself that the British created will remain stable after the general elections. He insists that interim government is unconstitutional and treasonable, because they are planning and looking to constitute an interim government. If it is treasonable, Jonathan, how come other countries of the world have been able to do so? When people are in crisis, they have a government of national unity. Everywhere, everywhere you go to. Jonathan, I don't know, maybe the wife is either he's learning from the wife or something is wrong somewhere. Jonathan is saying that for you to stabilize your country by calling in all the different parties to come together to form a government is treasonable and unconstitutional. Since when did people start abiding by constitution? The constitution of the zoo says that a policeman can arrest you, that you don't need money for bail. But right now, if the DPO wants to send pocket money to the child studying at a private Pentecostal university in Lagos, he will order roadblock. He will arrest people, put them in a van, drive them to police station, you go and bail yourself with money. Is that constitutional? Some of you don't know what is happening in the zoo. Some of you, I can't understand our people. You don't, they will arrest. Why is it that when somebody goes to a police station, you must pay money to bail yourself? Oh, go and look for bail money. Go and look for bail money. But it is unconstitutional. Jonathan, owning a bank account in Namibia is unconstitutional, isn't it? Paying your friends and defrauding and looting the treasury is unconstitutional. But yet you're doing it. When it comes to saving lives, maybe they have given him money to try and kill as many people as possible. Jonathan, the way you manage this very zoo that monkeys inhabit from now till next month will determine how many people will die. And their blood will be on your head, except it's on the head of Gowon, for those he killed. Look at him these days. That tells you all you need to see. Therefore, Jonathan, make sure that the zoo comes to an end. It is your responsibility to dissolve the zoo amicably, or else you know what will follow anyway. You cannot take all your village and run away, isn't it? Victims of the 2014 ill-fated Immigration Service recruitment stampede from Edo State have threatened to drag the federal government of the zoo before the International Court of Justice in The Hague over what they described as social injustice and total neglect of applicants that died and those wounded in the exercise. People died because their country defrauded them. That is to tell you how evil, wicked, and callous the zoo is. A government of a country sat down and decided to defraud its citizens. They know there are no jobs for the graduates. They still called for an interview, sold forms, and the people came in a stadium and died. Because of the stampede, people are rushing. They died. And the government did not even return the money. These people are evil. They did not return the money. They pocket. I don't know if Obama is listening. Obama, you will not allow this type of nonsense, or Americans won't allow you to run the administration in such a very reckless and evil manner. We may be black Africans, but there are some of us who wouldn't allow it in our own place either. If what Jonathan with Immigration Service did to these kids is bad, or will be considered bad in America, we also consider it bad in the zoo. It's not good. They are taking them to Hague. And I wish they can hear the case, but I don't know the merit of it. Maybe they can. Somebody who is more legal, the barrister, can explain to us if it is possible or not to take the zoo government to the Hague. Boko Haram have now killed another 24 in Hong, according to the police over there. Suspected Boko Haram insurgents have killed 21 civilians in Gaya Ward in the Hong local government area of Adamawa State. Vigilante sources in the area confirmed the development to correspondents saying insurgents numbering about 20 attacked Far and Dang villages in the area, killing 25 villagers on Tuesday, which is today, killing 25 villagers and burning property before withdrawing to the bush. Do you understand what is happening? That people are dying? Tony Blair, I hope you're listening with your cohort seeking to entrench or to enthrone Buhari, the fake general with no certificate. How black people behave astonishes me. Do you think that America will allow somebody who is not qualified? In American Constitution, you have to be born in America with American birth certificate to be considered to run for the presidency of the USA. What I'm asking, that is your law. What I'm asking Obama and also asking Cameron is, do you think Americans will allow anybody born outside America to become their president without first altering their constitution? The answer is no. Therefore, why are you pushing somebody you know is not qualified to run? They have minimum requirement certificate. Buhari hasn't got it. So, oh my God. Anyway, we are black people. What do we know? Suspected Boko Haram insurgents have killed 21 civilians. They are killing these people because they are in the zoo called Nigeria. Boko Haram will keep operating until the zoo falls. If you want to stop Boko Haram, allow Biafra. Allow us to go to our country and leave. That's all. Boko Haram, it will stop overnight. There will be no incentive because Yoruba is already conquered. So they don't need to fight Yoruba people. Yoruba will just lie down and say, Okpare, is it Akami or whatever they call themselves. And that will be it. They will surrender. You say, Okpare, I don't know. Barrister will tell me. Barrister was born in Lagos. He will tell me. Okpare or whatever. Or Akare, I don't know what they call it. They will lie down and submit. Yorubas are cowards to the core. Cowards. An army of women from Dahomey conquered them as well. Women army. There was a king of Dahomey. He looked at Yorubas. He couldn't send a proper army to them. He sent women. Women army. Ask them, they will tell you. Yoruba. Cowards to the core. Only stealing, looting, forgery. That's all they know. We will catch Shekau before elections. Jonathan says if re-elected, he is determined to ensure Nigeria, the zoo, produces most of the arms it needs. Oh, God. I told you Jonathan listens to Radio Biafra, didn't I? He heard me when I said, in this very campaign we are going to mount, Biafra will manufacture 60% of its arms. 60% will manufacture it in our villages. Don't worry about that. We have gone very far in that regard anyway, for your information. Now, in case people are wondering, oh, the money we give you, the penny afafununato, we use it judiciously. Judiciously, we do. Judiciously. How much is it all over the world? Is it £5,000 a month to run a global organization like this? But we are doing very well, aren't we? If you want, we give it to you and see what you can do. Jonathan is now echoing what we say every day, that if re-elected, he is going to make sure that the monkeys and the baboons manufacture the arms they need. Trying to copy Biafra, isn't it? Anyway, I don't blame them. Everybody wants to copy us. Everybody wants to be like us, isn't it? Some idiots have even abandoned their names. They are now answering IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra. I don't know who they are. Okwandiamon and Dioshi. After working with Buhari, it won't work, will it? Never, ever, ever. We shall see in the end. 80% of the monkeys in the zoo, 80% of the country itself, which is a zoological republic, their oil, which is situated in Biafra land and nowhere else, for your information, it did not even cross the border. They did not even give Yoruba one oil well. Everything is in Biafra land. That's how Chukwuemeka wanted it to be. So 80% of the oil is stolen and is sold abroad in Britain. No wonder they love Buhari and our suffer and incompetence. The more corrupt you are, the more they can steal the oil. That's what they want. And they claim, oh, we are working for Millennium Goal. We want to achieve Millennium 1 billion, Millennium 1,000. Nonsense, someone I'm stupid people. They want to come and steal your oil. And you oblige them. And you say, I insult you. When you're going about in the United Kingdom looking for care work, looking for the one you get legata, you look after old woman and old man. Who is looking after your own parents? Don't you know you're insulting yourself? You say, we insult people here. Why? If you're a monkey, we call you a monkey. Iwu babu enwe. We call you enwe. And then so what? Are you not a baboon? Is there any running water in your village? Are you not a human being? Where you're living in Kensington, don't they have running water there? In your own village where you come from, do you have running water? That says no. In a baboon colony in the Congo, do they have running water? The answer is no. A baboon colony will, or whatever they call them, they will walk down to the stream to go and fetch water and drink. Is that correct? With their hands, yes? The same thing is happening in your village. So that makes you a monkey. If you don't know, who will tell you? In the era. According to Governor Emmanuel Uduagan of Delta State, over 80% of the zoos of Biafran crude oil, let's put it that way, stolen, is exported to refineries in Europe, Asia, and America, while the remaining 20% is refined locally under the aegis of illegal refineries, which are now being destroyed by security agents, according to report. But you are destroying the local refineries. only refining 20% of the oil, but the ones exported abroad, you're not destroying them. No, that is strange, isn't it? But it's the zoo. What do you expect? Speaking during the commissioning of Olorunsogo Power Station during the weekend, Uduaghan said the zoo government is working in partnership with foreign countries and international agencies to track the refineries where the zoo's sweet crude, which ranks as one of the best, is refined with the view to stopping the tide of stealing the nation's oil. They have just woken up, isn't it? Because we told them on Radio Biafra, you can go if you can afford a tanker, ocean-going tanker. I am telling you, that tanker will be filled with oil and sail away. And nothing will happen. If you like, you try. If you know people with tankers, bring them. We'll show them where they can go and take oil. I'm telling you the truth. We'll show them where they can go and park and take as much crude oil as they like. And nobody will stop them. It's the zoo. Free for all. No wonder. The integrity of Nigeria is important to us. We need to maintain the integrity of thieving. The integrity of stealing. That's all. Because at least in Biafra land, you will pay before you take the oil. We'll give it to you, but you have to pay for it. That is all. The same way that you pay when you buy Brent crude. The same way you pay when you buy the shale produced oil in America or from Venezuela or from Saudi Arabia. You pay, don't you? Oil from Bahrain, don't you pay? From UAE, don't you pay? You pay for all these things. But they're not monkeys, are they? A group has now called on Ndigbo to boycott election. We must report this very news because at least they're talking about Biafra. The Biafra Zionist Federation on Sunday called on Ndigbo to boycott the general election scheduled for March 28 and April 11, 2015. BZF said its call became necessary in view of the refusal of a federal high court sitting in Enugu to grant bail to 11 pro-Biafra activists who are standing trial for treason. Speaking with journalists in Enugu, the national chairman of BZF, Comrade Cyril Onya, said any harm done to the detained BZF members was harm on Ndigbo in general. I thought it was Biafra Zionist Federation. It's harm to Ndigbo. Of course, I can understand the context. So they are also calling for elections not to hold. Very, very critical indeed that it doesn't hold. Conspiracies against Jonathan, not worth reading, to be honest with you. 14 babies abducted in Benue, their pass will end up in India somewhere, and then you go there and send your own children to go and obtain the pass from your village. Then they will sell the baby for 200,000. You go and buy one kidney for 1 million. Interesting stuff, isn't it? About 14 babies were abducted in Benue State by suspected kidnappers between November 2014 and January 2015. Also, the zoo police at the weekend arrested a woman who attempted to kidnap a child at Aliade, Gwa West local government area of the state. The police public relations officer, Austin Ezani, who confirmed the arrest while speaking with newsmen in Makurdi on Sunday, said the suspect has made some useful statements that will lead to the arrest of some of her accomplices. They steal babies, they kill them, they harvest their organs, the heart, the kidney, the liver, and they sell it to Indians. Indians keep it there waiting for your own sick baby to come and take it, and then you pay astronomically for it. The MR of Mubi Alhaji Abubakar, Isa Amadu, has called on persons displaced from his domain by Boko Haram insurgents to return home, calling on refugees to come back. The call is contained in the statement issued yesterday in Abuja by Mr. Sani Dati, Senior Information Officer, National Emergency, NEMA. Oh, why didn't you release the news in Mubi? You're calling on people should return to Mubi, but the call is made in Abuja. Why don't, if Mubi is safe, why don't you go and make the call in Mubi then? They think people are stupid. But they're not, unfortunately. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are here, we are live, we are direct. We speak the truth. You may not like it, but it is the truth. If you value the truth and you love the truth, you come here. If you want lies, you're a Nigerian, and we don't need you here either. Only if you want to come and learn, as Jonathan and all the rest of them are learning. We teach them on Radio Biafra what they do not know. All of a sudden, they want to manufacture their own arms because we are manufacturing ours ourselves. There are some things we can't tell you. Yeah, sometimes we give you snippets so you know we're working very hard. It's not everything that comes on air. We are doing things on the ground. When the time comes, you will know. The removal of about $800 million from the foreign exchange market following the closure of the retail Dutch auction system and wholesale Dutch auction system window by the Central Bank of the Zoo will put further pressure on the Naira, according to analysts. In a move to calm the forex market, the CBN on Wednesday closed its official window. Do you know that the zoo naira is falling every day? Do you know that importers can no longer import Tokumbo cars into the zoo anymore as they used to before? Are you aware that the zoo called Nigeria is closing down? As a business, it is shutting down. That is why the British is trying so much to revive it by putting their friend there, Buhari. Once they put Buhari there, an Islamic man, they will go back to taking their oil the way it used to before, because there are oil licenses to be renewed next year, and they are not quite sure, should Jonathan win, if those licenses will be renewed. You know, I was at a very club today. They start very early. It's not like where people that wait can minimize what have. I was at start very early to look for what is theirs. Hannah, Chueuoji, Mbechidi. Not like Igbo people, very, very, I don't know how to put it, but it is their prerogative. If they want, they can die in ignorance, that is their business. The issue about the health status of the APC, this is pure gossip, that Buhari is not well. What of what value is it to Biafra? Nothing. Groups want security agencies to probe fake Igbo leaders in Lagos. Concerned Igbo in Lagos State over the weekend called on security agencies to investigate the activities of individuals parading themselves as Igbo leaders in Igbo people. Oh my God, everything is converted into an opportunity to make money. They were parading themselves as Igbo leaders in Lagos with a view to checking the nefarious activities of criminals in their midst. The group, in a statement by its coordinator chief, Nweke Ezeachi, claimed that a number of discredited Igbo men whose criminal records were well known had been masquerading as leaders with different appellations in the state and also extorting and deceiving fellow monkeys in the zoo in the name of Igbo leaders. But Ohanaeze is bad. So they are learning from Ohanaeze. So you think that 5 billion Ohanaeze took from Jonathan, others don't want it. They want it now. So you gang up together and then you form Igbo leaders. After all, people thought Radio Biafra IPOB was awash with cash. So because of that, why don't we start our own radio station and see if we can get money from people? It's an Igbo mentality. It's an Igbo thing, you see. Before we came, we begged everybody. I kept calling meeting in my house. Everybody should come. Let us try and fund a media that will challenge the lies of the Yorubas. Everybody said, no, I'm going on holiday. I have my container at sea. My child education is coming up. They said no. But once, very few of us committed everything to this and started it and doing it very well. All of a sudden, every baboon, every monkey wants to run a radio station. It is in their nature. You cannot take it away from them. Anyuku Hao first class. Their envy and jealousy is second to none anywhere in the world. That is one thing that is killing them, but don't know it. Envy and jealousy is killing them. Oh, why not me? It should have been me. I remember meeting people in 1999. I traveled back to the zoo in 1999 and I consulted extensively. Some of them will look at you and say to you, oh, I wish my son is doing this thing that you're doing. He will not look at the merit of what you've brought to him. He's thinking, oh, if we do this thing now, does it mean this man will become very famous? Oh, how about my son? What will happen to him? That is the brain of... That is why they are poor and very backward. Today, they are scavenging, claiming that they are leaders when they are not. Claiming that they are leaders when they are not, because if 5 billion is good for Hanese, it's also good for them. I will inherit huge debt and empty treasure, according to Buhari. Also, another news about the zoo, of which we are not particularly keen on, and also to try and accommodate as many of you as possible. As Boko Haram burns military camp in Yobe, we are reporting this very evening, suspected Boko Haram members have attacked Ngezama town, Fune, local government area of Yobe state, and burnt military camp and trailer loaded with grains. But no lives has been reported lost at the moment. They attacked a town and burned the town down. This town is 30 kilometers west of Yobe State capital, Damaturu. It has been gathered that the attackers stormed the town and started shooting sporadically around 4 p.m. yesterday. People are not safe anywhere. You must understand that. Why is that the case? The same people wanting, the same people ruling all of you, the same people with all your wealth, they are the ones killing you as well. Taking away your properties is not good enough. Killing you perhaps will be better. Commercial motorists operating in Aba in Abia State, the dustbin capital of the world. Aba is not a town. Aba is a dustbin, is a pile of rubbish. People are now living on top of dustbin. Aba is a pile of rubbish. People don't understand what is rubbish. Aba, everywhere in Aba is dirty, bar no place. Aba is a forgotten world. And why is it that Aba people are quiet? I don't understand why they are quiet. I don't understand it. Something needs to happen very soon. And I trust them. They will do something very soon. If it is the same Aba that our mothers rose from in 1929 and did something. They must rise up. Where is this hardship beginning now? Also in Aba, they are selling fuel for higher than what it should be. People in Aba have now declared a sudden increase in the pump price of petrol, which has generated panic buying of the product following an anticipated pump price increase. The federal government of the Zoological Republic reduced the pump price of petrol from 97 to 87 per liter as a result of the recent crude oil fall in the global market. However, in less than a month after the Zoo government announcement, people are buying the product at 100 naira. Only in Igbo land, we love to cheat ourselves, isn't it? All of you, if you're not learning from Ohanaeze, you're learning from Owasurike, how to cheat yourselves. You're not ashamed of yourselves. When it comes to your own kind, you're so strong, you remember to go to court. They say some idiots in Canada are planning to go to court. I don't know what for. They handle police. Tell them to get away. Who are you? What can you do? Any police is here, but you'll be removed immediately. You want to go? Oh, but you will not take go on to court, will you? Oh, no, you will not. You will not touch it. No, go on, it's okay. But you want to take your fellow Biafran to court. People are indeed very daft. Very, very daft. They said Shekau is in Nigerian custody. I don't know if this news can be relied upon or not. You know, they say they are planning to get Shekau to indict opposition candidate General Muhammadu Buhari. Once you capture Shekau, Shekau will then be able to tell you that Buhari has been giving him money. And through that also the British. Because Buhari cannot give Shekau money without telling the British. So maybe the British are also involved in it. Who knows? You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But there are some things happening now that is leading me to believe that somehow these people here, they may have some kind of involvement in what is going on in the British. They may have involvement because they know Buhari is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. What is Buhari doing in Britain? Now they want to capture Shekau so that Shekau can testify that his paymaster is Buhari. And with it, that will be the smoking gun that the PDP is looking to try and stay in power and keep looting money. Keep looting. Second Niger Bridge indeed. Ndara. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. Court have now discharged Babalakin over four pound of Yoruba. When Yoruba is into fraud, always go to Gobaru, not peanuts. And Igbo man will come and increase petrol price from 87 naira to 100 naira to punish people who are already poor. Yoruba will go to Abuja and excavate the entire treasury. After 2-3 months in detention, they'll release him. He'll come and answer Babalola of Ado Ekiti. And they're hailing him. After 4 years, he will contest for office, he will become senator. He will tell you about Nigeria should be one. A Lagos High Court, of course, listen very carefully, please. You must listen. When they are trying a Yoruba man in Lagos, why not in Kafanchan? Why not in Gongola? I mean, is it Adamawa, whatever they call the place now? Why not in Brennan Kebbi? Why not try him in Kanu? That was why we campaigned for Benjamin Onwuka to be brought back to Enugu. If you say the crime was... Look at Yoruba people. In a high court sitting in Ikeja, because the high court is in his father's land, they have discharged and acquitted Wole Babalakin, a senior advocate of the Zoo, over a 4.7 billion fraud. The EFCC charged him with fraud. They couldn't do anything. Look at Vincent Obula for Onyolokoranya from Omuai. Vincent Obula for 100 million naira. And I don't work everywhere. 100 million. That is not up to the price of flying Buhari to London and back on a private jet. EFCC charged Mr. Babalakin and other accomplices on a 27-count charge of fraud, conspiracy, and retention of proceeds of criminal conduct. Delivering the ruling, who is the judge in the case? I will give you his name. Latif Lawal Akapo, Yoruba man judging a Yoruba man. Incredible. And you know what the result is? Acquittal. If he's an Igbo man now, he'll try to prove himself. Oh, let us jail him. I'm an Igbo man. I don't want my job to go. I don't want them to see my job disappear. Why do I castigate you, Ndi Igbo? because you don't know what you are supposed to do. A Yoruba man presiding over a Yoruba criminal, they have taken 4.7 billion of the zoo and shared the money. If it is you, you want to behave so that your Awasa paymaster will love you. Nonsense. Jonathan's land grab is an abuse of office and corruption, according to APC. I will explain this very news, and then I will invite the barrister to come in and give us his views and his opinion. Very, very important that we do so. The APC, which is the party of Buhari, the party of Boko Haram, they have said President Goodluck Jonathan committed a serious error of judgment, abuse of office, violated the constitution, and engaged in corruption through his Abuja land grab that fetched him 90.4 hectares of land in the aviation village barely 7 months after he was sworn into office. Everybody has been doing that from day one. Once you're elected or once you're rigged into office, the first thing you do is to perfect your corrupt practices. You become a very good criminal at what you do. Now, they are trying to say that Jonathan has done something wrong. There is something called land use decree. For those who think that the zoo is a democracy, when it comes to the use of land, they still use a military decree that says the government can take any land it wants for whatever purpose. If they like, they pay compensation. If they like, they don't. As long as that land is acquired for the development of the zoo. Land use decree. Most of the, you have those claiming they are senators, they cannot recall that decree and legislate upon it. No. Land use decree. Very sad indeed. That concludes our news presentation this evening. Our news headlines and news summary. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you, and our lines are open. I will therefore once again invite the very eminent barrister, accomplished attorney at law, to please come back and give us the benefit of his views. But for our listeners right across this very planet, our lines are also open. You are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will take your call. And once we take your call, the entirety of humanity will be able to hear your voice. And this is Radio Biafra. I will give you the numbers once again to call, should you wish to do so. The numbers are +44 208 133 99776. Please. Barrister, I said, I don't know what it is. 9976, of course it is. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Director. The news. First of all, I have to, which of course I've done before, you covered me up very well when I was absent. I don't know why you still want to remind me of that after we've gone and passed that.
I'm trying to calm down from then, because barrister, I was thinking to myself, how am I going to talk for myself and also speak for barrister as well? That means I'm going to be here almost a whole day.
No, you did well. You after all, you are the director. Do you think that your position is very weak? In fact, if you remove director, you are more or less like a Superman. If you don't know, your position is untouchable, and of course you are doing accordingly. You are director. Onwa on top of it. Am I Onwa or am I director? No. You are doing very well, my brother. And Chukwu Abiyama will always see you through in anything you touch.
Chukwu Abiyama is God.
Good evening once again, director. Yes. Let me take issue with the Yorubas. 4 point something billion, but this guy has gone scot-free.
Of course.
Do we also remember Bankole? Billions. Again, that guy went scot-free.
Of course.
Yorubas. Mm-hmm. Tried in Lagos. Director, it is justifiable to say the Hausas and the Yorubas are the owners of Nigeria. We've been saying this.
Of course not.
And every evidence has been pointing towards this, that we have no stake, including the fake Ohanaeze Ndigbo. I don't know how many of them now that have multiplied in many mushrooms. Just, Director, our people are scavenging, you know?
Yes, no. Barrister, there are people answering IPOB. And we don't know who they are. They said they are not part of what you're doing. All of a sudden, anywhere there is success, they want to tag on and parasitically disgrace themselves and not me. Ndiara, please go ahead.
They are scavenging, and, you know, most of the time, our pity our people. You see, it's just like Goodluck Jonathan, who is promising every Tom, Dick and Harry there will be election come 2015 March. He's not only deluding himself, and then he come and put a bigger lie on it that Shakau is in custody. Even Boko Haram have more military ammunition and defense than Goodluck himself, who is sitting in Iso Rock. How can they catch Shakau? As you rightly said, he's died before, you know. And they wanted...
three times, barrister. He's been killed three times.
And remember, they wanted to cash some money from the Americans. Those who realized the fraud they were up with.
Barrister, once the America said... Is it $40 million or so? Is it $4 million? I can't remember.
I think it's 40 million.
Once America said we will pay $40 million for information leading to the arrest or apprehension of Shekau, every Nigerian military general went to, even those who retired, they went and ironed their uniform. They came back again looking for Shekau. Everybody. Shekau was everywhere. They captured him looking for American money. And America said, in view of the behavior of the Nigerian military, we are now withdrawing this offer. Everybody went back. There was no more Shekau. Mad people.
Up to today, we are still being told that Shekau is a good... What? Anyway, you did not even read it anyway, so you left it asunder. Director, you see, you always say it, that you support what Boko Haram are doing. Why do you say it? Because Boko Haram was Sharia law. They won't have and carve out their own enclave to handle their own problems. What is wrong with it? And that's why Boko Haram are doing what they are doing. The only thing we are against is they are killing our people for them to achieve their aims. That is where we divorced our support from them. If you want to have your... by the way, this is Muslim. This is their own system. Why do you want to stop them from doing what they want to do? Biafrans want Biafra. The difference is we've been singing our own, we've been talking, we've been mixing with those who are killing us, we've been taking contracts and sharing blood. The day we start doing like the Boko Haram, but God forbid us to be like them. It's for Boko Haram. All of you, as far as you're not a Biafran, please, if you are Yoruba, go to Yoruba land. Hausa, go to your own land. Biafra has taken Biafra. That is what we will do. Then we are by the national assistance. Then we will try and show that we have some muscles. Because you know something and kept quiet doesn't mean that you're a coward. No. We are binding time. We have given all instances why we have to liberate Biafra. But of course, Tony Blair is grooming his son, Leo, the one who was born when he was in Downing Street. Tomorrow, that one will come and take over. You see, it's easier for a white man to take over an African country than Africans trying to get your freedom. Director, I don't know if you can see the parity. It's easy for a white man to say, tomorrow, I'm going to capture Gabon. And they do it. But for the indigenous to say, look, I want to take my land. Some of your people will say, have you taken authority from UN? Have you asked the United Nations? The people you ask are the same people who made you the way you are up to today. Radio Biafra is here to re-educate our people, to tell our people that you are big enough to take your land without permission from any human being, apart from Chukwu Abiam that has decreed it must happen. You see, my PA was telling me that the problems we have as Biafrans is this Jesus business has sunk into our subconsciousness. Everything we do, we call Jesus. Everything we do, we believe in Jesus. Whilst you praise the God that you believe in, of course, he'll be working for you. And whose God is this? The European God. When we bring Chukwu Abiama into our midst, I remember a guy who called yesterday, director, said the reason why he liked you so much, because whatever you say, you always give glory to Chukwu Abiama. And director, that's why we are being sustained up to today.
Of course.
Because we are calling the name of our own God.
Of course.
Look at our people. For the past 100+ years, everything in Jesus' name, there's no electricity. Everything in Jesus' name, there's no hospital. Everything in Jesus' name, there is no good drinking water. For Jesus' name. except the years of amalgamation. What do we have? Look at Malaysia that came off yesterday. Director, electricity is in their own, 247.
What do you mean electricity?
Look at Indonesia.
Barrister, you said electricity. What is electricity? If you go there, it's like New York. After that, there's Times Square. If you go there, you will see everywhere is clean and tidy. Even the bushes. There was a town we traveled to outside Kuala Lumpur. I think we drove for, Lebedin was driving us. I think we drove for nearly 3 to 4 hours. Is it 6 hours, if I'm not mistaken? You go there and you will not believe. Oh, my goodness me. You wouldn't believe what is happening in that part of the world. But you come to the zoo. But it's as you said, if the mosquito bites, oh, in Jesus' name, this mosquito, stop biting me in Jesus' name. Mosquito,
Jesus' name.
I command you now not to bite me in Jesus' name. People are mad, honestly speaking. Mad.
Didn't a man in Kaduna or Kano, a priest, Boko Haram took a gun, he said in Jesus' name, they shot him dead. Man died, all of his history, I won't pay. He died.
My goodness. I don't know.
But our people, director, we will not stop talking. Irrespective of the fact is, the fact we are talking about is, Biafra must be restored. For those who join us, they will reap the benefit. For those who refuse, it will be a big shame and a curse upon them. I'll stand by, director.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister, attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, thank you very much for the very wonderful perspective you always bring to our proceedings here on Radio Biafra. Our work we do because Chukwu Abiama is God, nothing more, nothing less. Ngozini nepuri chenkanyi newete stini ligwes. Every time, every day, we must proceed. If we have funds, if we don't have funds, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because every project we want to run, we accomplish. Everything we want to do. And by His grace, we shall do wonders this very week. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are now open and you are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. You are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line and take the very caller who happens to be there on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Just the line just went off. Sometimes when too many people are calling it at the same time as they do, it does tend to wobble a little bit. But we are live and we are direct, and the whole world is listening, I presume. The whole world is listening, and this is Radio Biafra. Our Viber line is also open. Our Viber line is also open that you can also call. As I said previously, +44208133-9976 is the line. And we have somebody who is wishing to speak to us. Let's hope their line works. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No.
Hello.
Yes, hello, your name
hello?
And where you, yes, your name please and where you are.
Okay, good evening, director.
Good evening.
My name's Amos Nkemtika Ezekiel. I'm calling from Imo State, Wangale.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
You have given us so much support and so much courage since I've been listening to this station. I feel at home. Hello, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we feel at home. And I want to still encourage you to keep on. We are solidly behind you by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, who has called us into this home, into this Biafra. We are standing for you, and we are going to make every possible means to support this very vision. And I want to still tell you, go ahead and tell the world the truth. Whether they would like to hear, let them hear. If they refuse, that is for them. And I want us to always remember, sir, our commander, now, that we are fighting two enemies. Hello, sir.
We are listening. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. I seldom interrupt. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So we are fighting two enemies, and we should have this at the back of our mind. One is the Hausa Fulani plus Yoruba, and every other world that is supporting their corruption and their evil deed. That is one. Secondly, our Igbo people who are very myopic, who do not understand what is happening. But I'm very, very sorry for such people. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, who has given this vision for you to lead us into our promised land, whether all the Igbos understand or not, I am believing our Heavenly Father Chukwu Abiyama that there is no more going back. We are here waiting for you to arrive. We are here and we are waiting for you. Our director and commander, we want to let you to also tell the world, as many of them who are supporting the evil that is going on in the zoo called Nigeria, they will all be put to shame because they will not succeed, because the time of God has come to liberate us from their bondage. And I have taken this as my own. I don't know about any other person. I am already out of the zoo. I am already out of the cage, including my wife. Do you see one of the things that marvels me so much? Last week, after this broadcast, my wife opened her mouth, looked at me, at my eyes, and said, Daddy, I said yes. She said, if the worst comes to happen, that she will carry God, no. She said that she will not be at home and watch these enemies. That she will. I said, is it because your papa fought for Biafra? Because my father-in-law was one of the men who stood for Biafra. And thank God that he is still alive now. So, sir, I want to tell you that we are here, and my joy is that this is no more 1967 or so. And I've been telling people that it will not take Igbos 14 days to end everything concerning the zoo. I don't know. But my system tells me that it will not last for 14 days. If 14 days is even too much to end up this matter, no matter whatever it is, we know that it is not easy. We know that a lot of damages will come. But let it be our proud that our people, our children, our peace now, we have hope. And I'm believing God, Chukwu Abiyama, that I will go for this fight and I will come back and meet my children alive. I don't know about the fate of any other person. Yes, and I know that you are, yes, sir. I know that we are very close to the bridge.
Hello?
That bridge, that has every ability to take us across that bridge. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. I don't know. Thank you, my dear brother. Most of our women, our daughters, feel exactly the way you do. Most of them feel the way you do. And I welcome their courage and I welcome their fortitude as well. We need their support always. We need their support always. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. I don't know what is happening in Aba. They said they cannot hear them. Yesterday was Enugu. I don't know if I have to be there to run things there as well. I cannot be everywhere at the same time. Why is Aba not transmitting on CHK 97.6, for goodness sake? I don't know what they want us to do. We have provided the relay stations. Is it to turn on the generator? What is the problem? Why is Aba not transmitting this evening? Oh, these people, I don't know. Are you sure we are serious at all to go and be free? I don't know. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. When their line calms down, I will be able to take their call. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we are live and we are direct. However way you wish to come through to us, we will gladly accept it. We will gladly accept it. I need confirmation, please, from Aba to confirm to me if we are on or not. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you very well. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Ihechukwu Iweke from Wangede, in Imo State.
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. Please, I so much enjoy the program. Nadia, Commander, I'm very, very happy to hear all that you're about to grab your mind. Can I pass for so-called Nigerians in this world? Hello?
We are listening to you. Please, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Oh, please, my dear brother. I thank you, and I promise you that we will try to help you and make sure the program is moving fine. And if there is any way of supporting the program, if you can tell Lord, then we can send our own small mind to make sure that the program is moving fine. Thank you, sir. I'm grateful.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The caller on the phone from the UK, stay where you are. We have somebody inquiring. I have announced this number before. I will announce it again. If you have, we are being told that the person responsible for our station, our relay station, traveled without notice. And when I tell you that it was lack of discipline that cost us the war, people don't quite, or part of the reason why, anyway. People don't understand. You are serving your country. You just got up one morning and traveled, and now people cannot receive CHK 97.6 in Aba. Now you see what we are facing every blessed day. I hope he hasn't gone to APC rally somewhere. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Not at all, for goodness sake. What is going on? Some of them are near generators and are calling us. It is not possible for you to hear what we are saying, and we cannot hear you when you decide to call us from near a generator. It is not possible. Not possible. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Hello, please turn your system down.
Hello.
Hello, turn your system down.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness me. I don't understand these people. They say I should try and be very understanding and very patient, but that doesn't seem to... For how long are we going to be here saying hello, hello, hello? Up until when are we going to be saying hello to you? I don't like that. Turn your system down if you want to speak to us. Have you turned it down?
Hello, my direct. I'm hearing you.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are.
My name is Christian Ndubisi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Umuchukwu, Amike, in Olu local government, Imo State, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
So my director, please tell those people at Wangele that we need them in the meeting, because this race is not one-man race. We need every people in this journey, because they will not be there and say they are calling or they are doing this, they are supporting. We need them in the meeting. We have our meeting on Sunday so that we take our number of our director and give to them. We need them in the meeting, my director.
Thank you. Do you have a telephone number for them to call? Please, do you have a phone number for them to call?
I will send them my telephone number for you so that we call them, we give them so that they will come to the meeting. On our Sunday's meeting, we have meeting every Sunday, because at Olu here, our hands, our fingers are waiting for the trigger. So we don't want to waste time for anything. We are waiting for you.
So can I give them the number ending with 015? Is that the number? Or is it another number?
Yeah, number 015. Then I will send the second number so that we give to them.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Olu is very, very strong. Not now that we have said it, then you start to Olu is very strong. I don't want them to remain very, very strong. So everybody from Wangele, Nkwele, the surrounding areas must provide every support to that very sector. Very, very important that we do so. I have somebody on Skype. I wonder if they can hear me. If they can, please confirm. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes,
your name and where you are.
It's me. Is it me, director?
Yes, my dear sister, it is you. Please go ahead.
Is it me, director?
It is you. Go ahead.
Okay. Ndewo nwanne mmadu. Chukwu gozie gi.
Thank you very much.
Hello, dear friends. Ndewo nu. Afa mbu Amaka Nwanebo. Calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I come from Uguta in Imo State, Biafra land. The director, Happy New Year. It's been a long time.
Same to you.
I just want to... Hello, are you listening?
We are listening. Your voice is coming out very clear.
Okay.
We are the one waiting for you to speak.
I don't know why I'm not hearing anything. But anyway...
Don't worry. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
I just want to use this opportunity to thank every Biafran, all the efforts everybody's making for those of us that are consistently contributing, paying our dues. For those of us that have paid our defense fund, Udodeluno, thank you guys very, very much. Yes, I've been listening in for some time, and for the past 2 days, I mean, the topic has been very, very interesting. Very, very interesting about actually what is happening to us with the issue with the British people. And the way we act like, DC maybe in short, when we can even do better than we are doing. Director, because I just want to chip in this. I don't know. I know a lot of people are going to call and oppose it like always, but I just have to say because it's something that is in my mind.
Yes,
please, please, please do me this favor. Because we have all come to realize that this platform is for Chukwu Abiyama and that Chukwu Abiyama is our God. And as a result, we have to call only Chukwu Abiyama on this platform. All this Jesus business, keep your Jesus at your home. You know, wherever you're going, carry it along. Worship the image, worship him and all that. But once you tune into Radio Biafra, which is a platform for Chukwu Abiyama. You concentrate only on Chukwu Abiyama. If you want to pray in the name of Chukwu Abiyama. If you want to bless anybody or thank the director, thank him in the name of Chukwu Abiyama. Keep your Jesus. Keep your whatever you want. Even if you're worshiping stone or whatever, God of the Ocha white people, keep it at your place, okay? And please, director, do me also this favor, because you started it a couple days ago when people call and say their name is Christopher and my Igbo name is so-so. Always remind them, tell us the meaning of that your English name that you're carrying around, carrying about, because despite the fact that you've been teaching and telling us and emphasizing and reiterating it every moment, yet people will call again and then say, my name is this. For goodness sake, you guys have been carrying this, your English name, for thousands of years, and you are scavenging, living in poverty. Why don't you answer now your Biafran name and see if there will be any change whatsoever? We have answered all these stupid names, answer the Nigerians for as long as, you know, you guys can tell, and nothing is working for us. We are not moving forward. We are instead going backwards. Why don't we now go on the name of Chukwu Abiyama? The name we know that is the name of God, the only true God that we know works. Every other God doesn't work. Absolutely not. And then again, I want to talk about money, because Biafrans, bear with me. And director, I know that people have suggested this before, but I think you wanted to talk it over with the people that your group, that the leaders. I don't know what you guys come up with, but I think it's important that we, you know, re-examine this once more again, and that is, If it will be possible, because I know that there are millions of people who are even our enemies listening, and they cannot be listening to our program with, you know, just free of charge, because we understand how everything works, especially those of us living in the Western world. We know that everything costs money. You just can't, you know, go listen to a program like this where we learn so much just for free of charge. I'm saying if there will be a way that we can, you know, do it so that we have to log in with a code. For those of us that are actually Biafrans that believe in this, that attend meeting, have our membership, attend family meeting and support this radio, we have a code that we will log in. But every other person, and then the group in Biafra land that we desperately want them to listen in, you know, apart from people from Biafra land and those core Biafrans who have their membership, who are really supporting this program, the rest will have to log in. You have to log in, and before you log in with, you know, you pay some money, even if it's $1, even if it's $2, even if it's $5. Every other person has to log in with and pay money to log in to be able to listen in, because we can generate money from this. Even if it's $1, I know there are up to 1 million people listening to Radio Biafra who are not even members of this movement. They just listen because they are learning a lot of things. If they are paying $1, do you know how much we can realize from that? Don't worry about people saying, oh, they are just to, you know, there to make money. Don't worry. Anybody thinking like that knows that it is not true. Because,
but, I mean, my sister, I want to add to what you're saying.
What you are doing with your group, that you are real. You are not here to deceive or cheat anybody. You don't even see the money to start with. People, other people handle the money. So if anybody is thinking it's about making money, let them go ahead and think. The important thing is that we're moving forward and we're heading forward and making progress. That is what is important. You know, that's what I'm suggesting, because we can realize some dollars. You know, there are people like, you know, the British people, those in the parliament, in the government, I know they are listening. Americans are listening. Every other people in the Western world, they are listening. And we can generate money because their system, they pay money for everything that they do. They're not going to just come and, you know, benefit from what we are doing and think, oh, these black baboons, Africans, they don't even know what others are doing. Because it doesn't have to be, you know. So what I'm saying is, these are, you know, ways that we can really help ourselves financially and raise some money. And then again, let me recap what I've just said. Everybody coming from Biafra land, they will be listening free, because the purpose is for this gospel to reach them. And then again, if we have to consider those of us that are members, then we have to log in with a code. Every other person, before you can listen in, you must pay money. If there's any way for those of us that have computer knowledge who can build in some kind of, you know, do it some kind of way that, you know, this can really work, so we can make some money out of this. These are something that I'm just thinking, if we can consider, you know, that will be helpful.
Thank you very much. And it is something that we are also going to consider. And for those who do not know, for those who may be wondering, they pay to listen to CNN, they pay to listen to or to watch Al Jazeera, they pay also for satellite or cable fees to watch BBC, as a matter of fact. You must pay something somewhere. Even the free-to-air channels that you watch, they take adverts as well. We must try and find a balance. I have always avoided that very tag. You know that I don't want people to think somehow in any way, shape or form that we are involved in anything that will make money.
No, it's not about being involved in making money. It is not about that, because if we let people listen to this free of charge, like, they will think we are stupid, because they are benefiting. Everybody is benefiting, and they have seen that this is real. this is the only platform where the truth is preached. We cannot deviate and start making money. After all, how much will it be if you let people pay in $1 to log in? That's not money anyway, but it will help us a great deal because we will generate some money from that as well. And we have to do it because people got to pay. This is how it works. Nothing is done free of charge, especially for those of us that live in the Western world. You will understand, this country is a capitalist. There is nothing free here.
That is true.
Everybody that lives in this state will understand what I'm saying. If we make them to pay $1, $2, that is not even money to start with. But we have to send that message to them to let them understand that it's not going to be free. We have listened and gained this free of charge for too long. It's not going to continue like this. It is just something that we have to do. If not, then we are not doing what we should be doing, because nobody does anything free of charge. It costs us money to keep these stations running. So why would we be paying to keep it running and people are listening in and just for free? It doesn't make sense, you see. And that's what I'm just, you know, saying, that don't worry about people thinking, oh, we want to make money. You don't even worry about that. Let them think whatever they want to think. It's okay. The bottom line is, at the end, what did we achieve? It is the end that matters, not what people say. They can say, even a child you carry in the stomach, people gossip about it. How much more those are people that are out in
and
the
Igbo
world.
People love gossiping. And Igbo men love gossiping more than anything else in their life. They will gossip about anything, Igbo men. That is one very fine thing they are good at. And once you layer it with envy and jealousy, you get the perfect monster. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you. We shall take on board all your recommendations. Of course, if people think they have a better way of doing it, they should please tell us. This is Radio Biafra. I am going to the phone line to take the call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Ogwa Haike School. I'm calling from Aba.
Yes, what is happening at our station in Aba that is not working? Why is CHK off in Aba? I don't like inconsistency. I try my best. Ucheme for Barrister Mamezu. Everybody in the Directorate of State, we try our best every blessed day. People think this is easy. It is not. All over the world, why are people back home in our station? Just turn the generator on. Why are they letting us down? What is the problem?
Okay, Director, it's not any fault of me, because I always call the guy that is minding the station. I always call him around 10 after 7 to make sure that everything is safe. So when I called him today, he didn't tell me that he will be traveling. He didn't tell me anything. I just called him around 7 that he told me that he traveled. Because this is the boy that we have been paying. I have paid for fuel for almost 1 month. I have given him everything, and I have even given him money for call. So I was shocked when I called him around 8. And he told me that he traveled. He will be coming back to you. So I couldn't do anything. I called Sebere. Sebere called him, and he told Sebere the same thing. So I was very, 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 very annoyed. So I don't know what else to do. So they didn't tell me that he will be traveling. That is the case.
Anyway, there is no problem. Tell him next time before he travels, he should let us know so we can have maybe a backup plan. And also, Chidebere is listening. Every of our station, please, there must be a backup plan.
He would have given me the key.
We've lost him. We have lost him. Thank you very much. That is well understood. I have a caller on the phone who has been waiting very patiently for a long time. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct and the world is listening. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director?
Yes, please.
Are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening. My name is Ezebuchukwumba. I'm calling from Luton, UK.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm one of the secret listeners, but...
Today, you have come in the open to confess your sins.
You will not kill me. I love your preaching, and I love what you are doing. I don't have much to say, but there's one thing I'm trying to, you know, I have thought of it, but I just want to let you know. I don't know, maybe you are saying it with reason, but I don't know. Like in terms of mentioning, like producing some arms or those kind of, you know, certain, you know, issue, please, I don't know how to think about it. Just keep it, you know, let it be something that will put on the air. Let it within the inner circle. So please,
yes.
Because you don't know who is who. Many people are listening. Many people are listening. So anything goes to arm or those kind of things. Let it just leave it. When time comes, leave our Igbo people. They don't believe until they see. By the time they will see it, it has been too late. But please, that is the area I would like to, you know, point out. I don't know, maybe you say it for people to know or whatever, but just for my own side of you, I would say just leave it for security reasons. Just
No problem. Keep
it by yourself. Yeah, when time comes, then they will hear the sound and they will believe. But I thank you again. Don't mind us. I'm one of the Igbos anyway, but don't mind us. You know.
Very difficult people. Difficult. These people are very difficult.
I knew many of them who live in London, many of my friends, some of them, they don't even have paper. They are here hiding, working. But come out and support and go home. They won't come out. But they are, no, it's not a laughing matter. Believe me, sometimes when they go to work, I see happy, that's how they treat them. Even their own fellow Igbos, job of 120, they pay them £50.
Oh my God.
Come out and support. When Biafra definitely will succeed. I know that one. But they will go home and feel free. They can't, so whenever I drive, they can't drive. They have the money, they can't buy a car. There's a lot of things. But when you say, come out and support, they will hide. They will hide. And I've been hearing them, maybe that thing. They are just joking. They are saying, my son, don't even. One day I was having a quarrel with one of my friends. I said, listen, don't, if you say that thing again, I'll fight you here. I don't care. Don't even try it. But no, to be honest with you, you know, even where I live in Luton, I have met some of them, few people. I spoke to them, but I said, please, I'm busy. Leave all the kind of, you know, I look at them. I said, well, look at. But tomorrow, when you come to reality, they will come out and start contesting for one post or the other. Even they will start blackening your name. You know, you are this, you are that. But please, don't be discouraged.
Never.
You know, we both, you know how we behave. We are so difficult. We are very, very difficult. You know, we allow things to happen until when it's 9 minutes or even when it has over, you know, they will start coming out. But anyway, that is what I have to tell you now. But at the end of the day, that's not something I would like to say, but I don't want to say it on the air. Please.
You can call privately and tell me. You can call us
please.
Privately.
I will say that on the air, please. But I know you have your plans and your strategies, but I just want to suggest something for you, something that will be possible for you or, you know, for us, not only you, us. You are the leader, but all of us. But please, keep it up. Don't be discouraged.
Never.
Please. Don't be discouraged.
The man did not send me.
Please.
Only Chukwu Abiama can discourage me because he never fails. We can never stop what we are doing. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
May Chukwu Abiama guide and protect you. Thank you very much. People are asking for this telephone number and I'll give it to them. Somebody is writing from Enugu. Everywhere there are suggestions, I'll go to WhatsApp in a minute to go and read out some of your very beautiful messages there. The number to call if you want to assist in Biafra land, if you want to set up a family, if in fact they are saying, I'm getting advice from back home, we want Olu to be separate from Wangele. Not because we want to carve out another autonomous community. No, not at all. We want Wangele to have their own family. They will work with Olu very well, but we want Olu, which is also very, very strong now, to continue. We want Wangele to be as strong as Olu. Anybody from there looking for a number to call, if you're in the zoo looking for a number to call, if you're outside wanting to call, the number is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. Thank you very much. Calls are everywhere. Let me go to Skype. I have a caller on Skype who has been waiting. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. The caller on Skype. I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Hello, are you with me?
I'm talking to you. You're listening to your system. You can hear my voice. You want my voice to come to the radio. Very difficult because it takes some seconds to come. Give me your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. You're live to the world. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Mr. William. I'm calling from Lagos.
Mr. William, what is your surname?
It's Ejiofor.
Ejiofor, thank you very much. Please go ahead. Turn your system down. We can hear you. The world can hear you very well. Turn your system down. Your voice is coming through your system in a second. Turn it down because it will interrupt us. Go ahead and say what you like to say. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very, very much. I can hear you. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what is wrong with the Skype. Can you hear me? No. I can see him. I can see his face. Very, very exasperated. It's understandable. This is Radio Biafra. They call her on the phone. Can you hear me? They call her on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Yeah, there is one issue that I just overheard a lady just speak now.
You give me your name. First of all, your name and where you are, please. Very important.
My name is Stefan Nkuku Onyekong from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying is that there is a lady that I overheard talking about adding money or putting aside that you can pay before you can log into Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Now, go ahead. I'm waiting for you to say something. You had our sister, Makamane, from USA, say something about paying to log on. What do you have to say about it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I congratulate you for your good work you are doing over the Radio Biafra. But you know that sometimes people can bring a bad advice, like what I overheard now, a lady talking that she's supposed to log it with money. She can be in US, she can be in UK, maybe the money is very small for him. But we need to consider to people that is over there in Nigeria, that can you turn $1 to Nigeria is like 150 naira. So if you make it to be paying, those people cannot afford the money.
Maybe, my brother, you didn't hear her very well. She said, for everybody outside, I would say the whole of Africa, should pay to log on. But everybody, she said back home, but I'll make it the whole of Africa, with the exception of South Africa, should be able to pay to log on to listen.
What I have to say is that it is for people that is in abroad, it can be very, very affordable. But for those of our brothers that is in Nigeria, it's very, very hard for them, because if you turn $1 to Nigerian money, it's 150.
No,
and you can check how somebody can be doing it every day. It's really, really not affordable for Nigeria. So I don't buy it. I don't see it as a good idea.
But do you agree that people... No, she's not... She is saying that those at home should not pay. They should not pay. Can you hear me? She said those in the zoo, those in Biafra land should not pay, only those abroad. Do you agree with that?
Okay, okay. Now I understand what she's saying.
Exactly. So only those abroad can pay, but those at home will not pay. That is what she is saying. And I think there is some merit in that. Of course, I have very severe difficulties. Very, very severe difficulties with that. I don't want anything to be associated with IPOB, Radio Biafra, that concerns generating money. Anything to do with making money, I am against it. On principle, our people, some of our sisters brought money together. They bought a machine before. They wanted to make our broadcast available to people at very reduced prices. I don't like it. If we're going to do it, it has to be for free. I don't know why. I don't want anything associated with even making one kobo to say, you take this, you give us money. I don't want that. I don't want it. My own personal opinion. What do you think? Radio Biafra belongs to all of you. And we are here. We are live. We are direct. And humanity is listening. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Enugu.
Emmanuel Chibuzo from Enugu. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm calling to say I thank you people for the program, for the enlightenment. I love the program, and for a long time now, I've been trying to join the move. But all the same, whenever that happens, we are quite ready with the youth. So, but the issue I want to address here, sir, is that, you know, and on a platform like this, many people get sentimental when you discuss religious life or religious aspect of life. So I wanted to say, let the platform be neutral. Like, there's a one of our lady who called in and said that we should keep Jesus as aside. No, some people will misunderstand it because the world are listening. Almost the whole Nigerians are listening.
Yes, continue. We are listening also. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like that the religious issue of faith should be left aside and let the platform neutral so that many people can contribute and many people can be stimulated to join in the move. Because so many people will tend to lose their mind, especially those who are deep in the religion, that maybe they want to start without God. So
no, 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 no. Hold on, hold on, hold on a second, please. I want to correct you. Biafra is godliness. That is what our sister is saying. Our people are prone to not grasping everything somebody is saying. And that is the essence of Radio Biafra. We want our people to learn to listen very carefully to people and make sense of what they are saying, understand the meaning of what somebody is saying before they conclude. Biafra, our sister is saying, must be founded on God, not any other European God. That is what she's saying. Chukwu Abiama means God in heaven. The reason why you say God is because a white man told you to say God. That is why you're shouting God, 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 God. Remove English language. His name is Chukwu Abiama. In Hebrew, his name is Yahweh. That is a fact of life. We are saying, and Achohi Fechiozo, myself personally, I don't know for you, you can worship anything you like. Achohumi Fechiozo, Nawuri, Jehovah, Kusuri, and Kendiaga. That is my personal preference and belief. Our sister aired her opinion. Let us let our people understand what we're doing here on Radio Biafra. If you want to run a viable democracy when Biafra comes, you must learn to tolerate people's opinion. You can disagree and debate them. Never say, oh, no, 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 don't say that, don't say that. That is rubbish. That is why Africa is poor. African people, they are intolerant of other people's views and opinions. If you bring your white man's religion to me, I will sit down with you and I will debate you on it. I will never condemn you. I can condemn you as well as the way you want to condemn me. I don't mind. But I think there is something fundamentally wrong when somebody comes who is uncircumcised and you want to tell me about God. I won't believe you. I will not. Simple. Are you circumcised? If you're not circumcised, what are you telling me about God for? Abraham was circumcised. And you, uncircumcised, filthy infidel, is telling me about God. Who are you to tell me about God? In my family, my name is Nnamdi. That is, we have Ezinwa, we have Chukwu Emeka, we have Chiabuotu, we have every name you can think. We have our names, we worship God in heaven. How can anybody say Biafra will not be founded because Jesus is mentioned? Before Jesus Christ came, there was God in heaven. That is the God of Biafrans, the God we worship. His name is Chukwu Abiama, for those who don't know. I don't believe in anything that will obliterate our faith from who we are. My mother comes from a village called Omo Chukwu. There are those from a place called Omo Ezeala. Omo Ezichi. These are names of places before the white man came. Are you telling me the white man came with God when he was coming? Chineke on your walk because you're foolish. You don't know God. God was in our communities before the white man came. We were sinful, yes. Yes, I agree. Do we deserve repentance? Yes, I accept. Do everything, I agree. But don't tell me that we had no God before the white man came. If we had no God, why is it there is a place in Enugu called Omuanigwe? Do you know the meaning of Omuanigwe in English language? Some of you don't know, but I will tell you. For white people listening, listen very carefully. For those of you listening from other cultures around the world, there is a place where I come from in Biafra land. Their name is Omuanigwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. Before the white man came, that was our name. And you're telling me, somebody asking me to worship idol is somehow bringing me close to God. If that is the case, why are we so poor and wretched? No wonder they take your crude oil and import petrol and you buy with duty on top of it. This is Radio Biafra. If we fail in our duty to educate our people, Chukwu Abiyama will not forgive us. That is why he sent us, to speak the truth. It doesn't matter who is upset. It doesn't, it's inconsequential. Exodus chapter 20. You will have no other God before me. That is the word of God from heaven. Not the word of man. You can worship. That is your business. But here, on this very platform, Chukwu Abiyama is God. As simple as that. Somebody corrected me once and said, Chukwu Abiyama is not. Of course, we agree. What I'm trying to say is that we use God because some of you, I'm born in Lagos. So for some are born in Zaria. Some of you, we are born in Wisconsin. You don't quite understand who Chukwu Abiyama is. Chukwu Abiyama is the name we call God. If I tell you today that his name is Yahweh, will you understand what it means? You won't understand. Even if I say Jehovah, some of you may say, yes, I do. Because of Jehovah's Witness. His name is Chukwu Abiyama. And you only worship him by saying Mama, which means beauty, beauty is your name. That's the meaning of Mama for those who don't know. And where we come from, that's how we greet. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes.
I
can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Francis Ubesi calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Wonderful people. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make just a little contribution based on the name called Chukwu Abiyama.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, some of our people don't know the meaning of Chukwu Abiyama. They used to misunderstand it anytime you call it. According to what my father told me, he said that Chukwu Abiyama means Chukwu Abiyama. If you come, you will know him. When you come closer to him, you know whom he is.
The same way Abraham did. You get close to him, you will know him. Please go ahead.
Yes, that's the meaning. You know, something that have been bothering me sometimes about our people is this. Our people always believe in English. They don't want to speak their language any longer. Like, for example, when you ask a grown-up Igbo man or woman to speak his or her language, you cannot do that. It's just few of us that can be able to speak in our dialect. So I'm advising our people to use our own language that God has given to us to worship him. Like, for example, they say Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nissi. When you hear our preachers praying, they always call by those names. Without calling the God that created us, the Chukwu Abiyama or Chukwu Okike, by the name of the language he gave to us.
Of course.
So we should try to correct ourselves in such areas. To use the language God gave to us to worship him. Because before God created us and put us in Igbo land, he's not stupid.
Of course. He put us there for a purpose. And we abandoned our purpose. Yes. The same thing I say to people, go and watch Ethiopia. Ethiopia is begging for food. Do you know why? These are Ethiopians at a time, let me not say today, they had the Ark of Covenant in Ethiopia. The Ark of Covenant was in Ethiopia. In fact, the Knight Templars, you know, when Europeans, during the Crusades, the Knight Templars came to Actium in Ethiopia. If you go there today, you cannot go in. You will not be allowed to go inside. You will see the priest, the high priest in white robe. They sanctified them before they go in. Many people still believe that the Ark of Covenant or remnant of it is still in Ethiopia today. But ask yourself, why is Ethiopia the only African country to suffer famine to the extent whereby they are begging for food? Because they abandoned the true worship of Chukwu Abiyama. And I say it to them. I went to Ethiopia and I told their abbas and I told them, you people abandoned the way God has three children. Three children. Hebrew, Biafra, Ethiopia. The only people begging for food are Ethiopians because they abandoned the whole thing completely. And they took on iconoclasticism, which means the veneration of images. Go to Ethiopian church in Jerusalem.
Yeah,
Director, there. Please go ahead.
There is just a little thing I want to chip in into this matter. You know, I studied to know the reason why we Igbos used to hate ourselves. So when I go down deeply, I have to find out that our problem we are facing today is that we abandon our traditions and culture. When we abandon our traditions and culture, we emulated the religion of the white men that they brought to us in Africa, being Christianity. When you look into Christianity and the Islamic that they brought to we Africans, that is the problem we are facing today, to bring a division among us. Like for an instance, you are my brother. You believe in Islam. I believe in Christianity. They will not preach to us that you are my enemy. And when we allow such division spirit to be among us, we attack ourselves. So it is better for we Africans to go back to our traditions and cultures. I believe that that will be the solution to our problem. Not every day we'll be shouting, Boko Haram did this, so-and-so person did that. Because when the tradition of Igbo is going on, no one hates his brother. Everybody loves his neighbor as himself. We have the rules and regulations guiding us. We respect each other. We care for each other. We are our brothers' keeper. But since Christianity took over Igbo land, everything turned upside down. That's the reason why we are facing betrayers. No one is being, you cannot trust me, I cannot trust you, because when you do something wrong, you don't even remember the repercussions, how it was in old days. You say that Christ has come and died for us, he has taken away our sins. You can be able to do any evil thing you want to do in life. And when you do it, nothing will happen to you any longer. So let us go back to our traditions and our culture. That is my own contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much and well spoken. I am not in any way suggesting that everything about our tradition was right, but everything about our culture was right. As with any culture in life, it is bound to be corrupted. At some point, our ways of life were immensely corrupted to give birth to what the missionaries encountered when they came. But with any archaeological find or in any archaeological site, you see debris fall and earth fall on top of what you're looking for. But as you keep scraping away all the dirt, dotting in everything, you get to the ultimate prize, which is there. And that's what we're here for. The truth, please. If you can convince us here to think contrary, please try and do so. We want to exchange views and ideas. Because in Biafra land, I don't want to come and ask for your arrest because you hold a view contrary to mine. Because you're thinking what I'm not thinking. Because of that, police, army, go and arrest him, kill him. No, we don't believe in that rubbish. That is why Radio Biafra is a platform where if the person is saying the right thing or the wrong thing, at least they are saying their mind. That is key for us. Please. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the line, or I had a caller on the line. They are no longer there. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to them once again. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Let us try and take their call and see if they can. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Yes, please. Your Hello. Name. Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Aha m bụ Chukwu Dị Ọnọniwu.
Chukwu Dị Ọnọniwu.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you very well. Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Esi m Enugu Akpọ.
Enugu, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Ana m akwado ihe gbasara Biafra, ọ wee kpere m ụtụtụ n'abalị.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ka Chineke mebere ka Biafra wụ ihe nwere onwe.
Ise.
N'obodo a.
Ise.
I'm not going to be able to get a job. Chukwu Abiama, Asikwa Chukwu Abiama. Anyị ile ma dịka anyị na anya mgbe mbụ ọhịa na-akpa Chukwu Abiama. Ma dịka anyị nwa anyị makwa site n'okwu Chineke dịka Chineke siri kwuo n'akwụkwọ nsọ.
We lost him. We didn't touch his line. His line went. He will call back, I believe. The caller on the phone cannot hear me. Sometimes this line is the triple of a special universal line. I don't know why. I want him to come back because It is very, very fascinating thing to debate. People are wondering, but why are they discussing this? Because in Biafra land, we will debate everything. Everything will be debated. And we need to school and train our people from now to understand tolerance of dissenting views. There will be the main party, there will be opposition. Not when somebody says something you don't like, arrest him, shoot him, kill him, potiaba. That nonsense won't happen. Now we are teaching you how to live with people who are not thinking what you're thinking. That's our work, and that's what we're doing. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm Nemeka Kulitsu Obunna. I'm calling from Mukwere.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Mukwere. I'm from Onitsha Ebonyi, Tiebo, precisely in Wago, in Onitsha Ebonyi State, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, Director, I'm coming with this my idea now, you know. I suggest that, please, somebody, if you can send to our brother, Mr. President, you know, Mr. Abimelech Ebere, President of the zoological country called Nigeria, to forget about the past and work with you. I mean, with you is working with the Biafrans, because he's a Biafran by birth. He can't deny it, you know. Now it is the golden opportunity to split this nation, you know, and it is only the way we can rebuild this corrupt nation called a zoo or Nigeria, named it, you know. We people do say that God intervention. Yes, because we believe that with God, all things will be possible. Whatever he has not assigned will never do. Whatever he has assigned does, you know. So this is a golden opportunity, you know, for a good luck being a person brought up in this nation. And he knows what it takes, and you know what this country has undergone. I'm advising if we can send somebody to him to call him to order, you know. Let him just buy by the, you know, ideas. You know, even his family, even his generation will still benefit from Biafra. I don't know. He's somehow panicking or he's somehow kicking away with our ideas, you know. Find the ideas of this so-called Hausa Fulani, and you know, let him, if he is hearing what I'm saying now, let him understand that he can never please these people on earth. He can never, even to hell, he cannot ever please these so-called Hausa Fulani them. You know, so our people do say God intervention. Yes, this is the God intervention now, and to bring a difference between a Hausa and Igbo is something that one cannot, you know, talk about. You know, the difference there is...
That is the problem we've been having this evening. People will be talking and the line will just go off. I don't understand. I don't know if it's because the credit is gone. Just like that, the line goes off. At least before the credit goes, normally, you will be able to get some sort of warning here. There is none. It just goes. I don't know what is going on. I hope they call back. The caller on the phone can know that one didn't even survive it. It did not survive it. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are transmitting loud and clear all the way from London this evening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Please help us by turning your system down. It is interfering. Move away from your listening device and speak to us. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from UK.
Please turn your system down. I'm listening to my own voice. I don't know if it makes any sense to you. It doesn't make any sense to me. I can hear my own voice. Will you turn your system down?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I'm Chief Okoyo Gebunam from UK. I'm very happy to hear your voice this evening. I collected the leaflet from in person of Cletus. I think he's one of the activists.
Yes.
My first prayer to you is that Chukwu Abiamah will bless you.
He said, and you too.
the land of Igbo land will bless you.
You see?
The trees and leaves and everything in Igbo land will bless you and bless us.
You see? You see? You see?
Everything that hold Igbo land, the Azala, the Ugu, the caves, and everything will bless you and bless us.
You see?
The fact is that you are moving in the right direction. I take my time to listen to you. I have some suggestion and the way you put them.
Go ahead and
like
advise us.
Our sister from the state that brings some suggestion. I see how you did it and how you explain to other people. That shows that this call is a divine call. This call you are doing is a divine call. Don't worry about where the money will come. The money will come because it's a divine call. People will donate money.
Of course they will.
People will donate money. It will be coming. The only thing is that we need to do more leaflets so that people will start seeing it and then start calling and putting something down.
Of course.
A lot of people, myself, have been here for donkey years. I didn't know about this. I just received this leaflet on Sunday.
So how do you suggest we spread the message more? What is your suggestion? What should we be doing we are not currently doing? How can we improve it?
Yeah, good. You, what you are doing, as Cletus told me, sometimes you people go and evangelism and all that. That's good, but in some areas, I mean, more leaflets to share, at least here that we are in UK, to share a lot. Like I see this Cletus, and even he got enough, I could have carried many as well and shared to a lot of people. But never mind, now that I've come in contact with them, with the program, I will now find a way to get really connected, and then I will put my own contribution, then get more leaflets. But as I'm saying, the call you are destined to is a real call. It's a call of nature, and no human being will stop you. It's the time. You can hold the truth for thousands or millions of years, but one day the truth will come out, and the truth is coming out. They killed the millions of Biafra for nothing. And all those countries that are involved, that wasted the millions of lives of Biafra, they are all now in problem. Let people watch and check the history of what is going on in the world. I don't want to talk much. God bless you and God bless Biafra.
And may bless you as well. Thank you very much, Ise. Ise, thank you for that. I am going to Skype, I believe, Brachi Mezishinwa is with us. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my Honorable Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Thank you for tuning in this evening. Director, you just said something before about Aba relay station. The information we got is that the person traveled without a notice. The Ikechukwu called him to find out that he traveled without letting them know. There's also a message I want to let our people in what they call them in Belgium, because they did a donation of a printer to Biafra language, American the continental rep in America received it. That is in the person of our brother Iken Nawanoneyi. We say a humble thank you to our brother that did that contribution. The coordinator of Norway by the name Kingsley Wankwo, aka Izogo, national coordinator. Then the sender name, the name of the sender, that is a donor, Mr. Chide Pius Amade. We say a big thank you to you for giving a IPOB worldwide this printer. And it is a welcome as you did this to us, as you give us this printer.
So where is the printer now? Hold on, hold on, hold on.
To also thank our people.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay. Okay.
So we are now.
Yes, in, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Thank you. So we are now in possession of a printer donated by Amadi. Is that correct? From Belgium. And Izuogu, who happens to be our coordinator in Belgium, ensured that our continental rep of the North, the South, and also Australia, I mean North and South of America, of course, Mazin Wanonenyi received those things and have passed it on to us. We commend all these people for their effort. Somebody sat down somewhere and thought to himself, I think they need a printer. Because the ones that they gave to us before is in the hands of Nigerian police. The Nigerian police is working with it now. They gave it away to Nigerian police. Ndiamosu, Ndioshin, and Ndiama. Police informants. Thank you, Amade, and also thank you, Izuogo, for making sure that that printer got to us. We are very, very grateful. It is not every time. People forget that those at home, they make calls. Some people say, we are not listening to Radio Biafra today. They forget that that generator needs petrol. People also forget that our equipments need maintenance. We need to move from place to place that the army feeds. Thank you to all of those that remembered, especially people from Oro that contributed food and everything, and those from Obo as well that gave the army food. People forget that somebody you call to become a soldier on a rini, that is the minimum you can do. You must feed them. And I don't know if you have seen where young Biafra men are eating. You'll be scared. So those things, we don't need to remind everybody. One of those who are charitable, if it touches you, we are doing something. You want to force us to say everything we are doing on air and it's not good. It will compromise us. Just believe that we are doing something because we are. If not, Chukwu Abiyama cannot continue to bless us. Bright, please continue.
Yes, and also we thank our brother Wanonenyi for not minding his tight schedule, being able to go down there by himself, not send anybody to go and receive the printer. He went there as early as possible to receive the printer as soon as the call was made across to him to go and receive the printer. So I also want to use the opportunity to tell our brothers over there in Wangele, because I have this personal attachment to people of Wangele, because I'm part and parcel of Wangele. My maternal home is in Wangele. I am from Ohaji, but my maternal home is in Wangele. I want Wangele people to wake up. We are comparing their names and all their numbers also, so that we can be able to situate a family in Wangele and its environment, those who are receiving CHK 97.6 FM. You should spread the news. Tell your people. I also, some of our sisters over there, even somebody called from my wife's place, a lady called from my wife's place saying she is interested to join the army. I tell her to carry on and also being able to listen to Rebecca regularly and be a devoted listener. By so doing, by the time we create our family meeting, all of them will be rightfully accommodated and shown the way on how to do these things. Director, thank you, and we'll say Mechukwu Abiyama give you strength and grant you favor in all the things you have been doing. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and Mechukwu Abiyama also sustain all of you, yourself, of course, Chibueze Wala, who is working very hard, give Taha Mefula, and also the very excellent work that Chide Beronwudiwe is doing. These are the people running things back home. They have achieved so much in less than 6 months than police informants could do in 2 years. That tells you all you need to know. And I'm moving there. Please pray for them. Satan can go into anybody anytime, any day. Please remember those working for you on the ground. Remember those who volunteered themselves. Pray that the grace and mercy of the Almighty Chukwu Abiyama will forever abide with them to keep them clean and safe away from temptation. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, I was talking with you before the call now, because
exactly.
It was network, I think. I have enough ready to go.
Please,
so,
go ahead.
In addition to what I'm saying, I'm still contributing that our people should understand that this is the time, you know, we have to embrace a good sense of change, you know, you know, as we do say that God must intervene in our problems and all these difficulties of bad governance, we have to embrace Biafra, because Biafra is sensitizing us here now. It's calling us back to sense, you know. We have to make a change and embrace it. That's my point this night. And again, for this discussion that people do have, when you call Chukwu Abiyama and all the rest of them, Chukwu Abiyama simply means Chukwu Obioma. You know, there are people around this, our area, you know, either Braz or so, you know, Abiyama is just Obioma. And you have only one merciful God, as you know, God Almighty Father. You just be merciful God. You know, I have not come in contact with people calling another, you know, referring to another God as merciful God. It's just Chukwu Obioma, it's just Chukwu Abiyama. Let them just not be holding that one as maybe either, you know, something that will scare them and all that. That's all I mean.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Thank you very, very much for that eye opener as well. We adore him with many names. People say, why are you the caller from the UK? Stay where you are, don't disengage. I'll come to you in a second. They ask us all the time, and maybe they may ask you when you go out, why are you people not talking about politics? You are mixing. Tell them that we are special. Without the knowledge of Chukwu Abiyama, Biafra will not come. 67 to 1970, you fought in the name of you know who. This time around, we fight in the name of Chukwu Abiyama. You say we are going to win. Some of you don't understand. When we explain to you, we are not like any or bunch of Igbo people just coming out, or Biafrans in general, because everybody is Igbo after all, anyway. Everybody is Igbo, I say it. If you're from a Ebanke all the way to Opobo, you are Igbo. I can explain it to you later, if you want. We have come to do this, to preach the truth. And that truth is what will set us free. It's not our action. Not our action. Are you able to hold on to the truth? People will come after you, but hold on to the truth and hold it very, very hard. Nobody can dislodge you. Igbo men will gossip. That is in their nature. They will be envious. They will be jealous. They will be yapping all over the place. Yoruba will try and make an investigation and say Yoruba is the best in the world. Our Fulani will connect with the British to steal our oil. But in the end, we will triumph. And when we do, you will then know the meaning of Chukwu Abiyama. Because of you, because of the coming of Biafra, mankind will, it will be a miracle that the world will acknowledge that indeed that is Chukwu Abiyama, that is God. I'm telling you, just watch and see what is going to happen. If Biafra doesn't come, then why are you worrying? Then there is no God. But if the scriptures is to be believed, which I believe wholeheartedly, without any shred of a doubt, let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We have a place where we come from, the only place in the world. I don't think there is any other place in this universe. If you know, you tell me. If there is any other place on earth where the people have a name, where they answer the name, Omo Anigwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven, then you tell me, I will resign from my position. If you can find any other place in this world, we are some to Chukwu, Chukwu Nonso, Chibweze, Chikam Nario. If there is any place where in the world, where in each on every family, they glorify heaven with the names they give their children, I will resign my position. I am pointing all these things out so you understand that you are a very special people. Sent here to do one thing, simple thing. To bring light where there is darkness. I don't mean Nepal light, more generator light. Enlightenment. Ihe. That is why you answer those names. Ihe. You call them Ihe. Ihe Mfosi. Ihe Chowa. No, it's not the name. Ihe, which means light. You bring light where there is darkness. Now you know you're so special. Don't be afraid when we talk about Chukwu Abiyama. Because only Chukwu Abiyama can set you free. Nothing more, nothing less. You'll be wallowing in poverty. You go to Taraba and you build a hotel in Taraba. Are you not mad? When your land is blessed. Is there any town in Ugwawosa that makes reference to Chukwuabiamah in heaven. Even makes reference to Allah. I want you to show me a community in Awosa Fulani land that venerates heaven. There is none. But in our place, every kilometer, you'll be hearing God, God from everywhere. Everywhere you go to. Woman Hagen, Okechukwu, Ifani Chukwu. Everywhere you go to, we are praising Chukwuabiamah every day. That is why I get so upset when you go to Yoruba churches. It pains me so much. Honestly speaking, out of pain, is there any place in Yoruba land that answers light? Is there any place in Yoruba land they're named after heaven? Umuchukwu, the children of heaven. Why are we messing ourselves up and running away from the truth? Because I can't. You can, but I will never. Even if you put a gun to my head, a knife to my throat, Chukwuabiamah will remain my God. It will never change. These are clever criminals, thieves. They altered the word of God and gave us garbage. And now we can get them. That is why we're so poor. We are here washing their parents for them. Who is washing your own mother in the village? When she goes to the farm, she'll be raped by a Awosa Fulani man, uncircumcised, or diseased Awosa man, and then our mothers will come home and die. But you're here busy washing a grandmother, a white grandmother. There is something wrong. Don't believe them. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, you've been very patient. Thank you very much. Your name, please, and where you are. We are Radio Biafra, please.
Hello, is this Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra, live and direct. Even Obama is listening, including Jonathan. Please go ahead.
Okay, my name is George Mokocha. I'm calling from the UK, but I'm from Port Harcourt. I'm Ikwele.
Thank you very much. From Igwocha, you mean? Please go ahead.
Yes, Ikwele is my clan, but Igbo is my nation.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that. Please. I'm sure the whole world is listening. An Ikwele man called and called it correctly. For the second day running, he said, Ikwele is my clan. Igbo is my nation. I hope people heard it.
Director, allow me to repeat it again. Ikwele is my clan. Igbo is my nation. IGBO. Ozo, Ikwele is my clan. Igbo is my nation. Ozokwa, Ikwele is my clan. Igbo is my nation.
Chukwuabiamah,
now,
bless
please,
you.
Allow me to send my message through.
Go ahead.
I'm not a member of Radio Biafra IPOB. Basically, I live in Port Harcourt. I'm a businessman. Yeah, but I came to London for a visit or so. But I'm a silent listener. I've been following your program. I just have one or two opinions to make. Should I? Okay.
Of course. This is Radio Biafra. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I hear people. Sometimes I listen to you and your people and you are soliciting for funds, you know, Malaysia, why is that? Why are they not coming up? China, what is happening? Denmark, what is happening? Fund, it needs money, fine. I'm thinking, can't you people just set up a company that will fund Radio Biafra? You can set up one in the zoo, so in Nigeria zoo, or in Biafra land, set up one in the UK, set up one in America, in Japan. These companies will never know they run for Radio Biafra, never. Set up anything that brings money, something legitimate, so that way you don't need to depend on people and people, and then you don't need to be talking. You can now have a very independent executive so that you can make your decisions and then follow with your decisions, carry on with your decisions and implement your decisions in Biafra land. I believe that is better. It's far more better and effective than calling for Biafra defense for you. Set up companies. It doesn't take much. Think of anything you and your ESCO. Think of anything that brings legitimate money. Set up the business. You can even borrow from banks to finance whatever you're doing. In the UK, in Germany, wherever you have your Germany. The other time I was listening to you, you said Germany is the bank of Radio Biafra. Then Germany, they can open a bank. They can open a business there. And yeah, you can fund in Radio Biafra. You don't need to be calling people and telling them to. Every time, sometimes people will grow old, sometimes they will grow old and they will get aged, you know. So people change. Set up businesses, that way you can finance Radio Biafra. And then, that is first. Then secondly, hello?
I'm listening attentively. Very good point. Okay. I don't think it's been made before. Very good point. Please go ahead.
Then secondly, about him, because I've been in London for a week or so now. So my friend that lives in First Park, Lagos, he called me and he was like telling me, you know, guys, see, listen, these APC people, they burnt Chisco Transport, Chisco headquarters, they burnt it down in Lagos or so. And yes, of course, I was watching the news the other day, and Mr. President, President Jonathan even confirmed it on an interview. He said, imagine the burnt Chisco Transport just because he had the banner of Jonathan. I was like, but why now? It's just politics. So I was like, why is it that at any point in time, anything that happens when it comes to politics, the victims are mainly Igbos? Why? Even in Lagos, for Christ's sake.
Yes.
It's not Lagos, it's not Kano. Why? This guy is just creating labor. In Lagos, there, in Lagos, he has his companies there. It's not just the Igbo people that work there. Yorubas work there. Everybody works there. So why has it gone to that? Shows a kind of enmity. There is a kind of deep-seated obsessional hatred against we, the Igbo people in Nigeria. I'm beginning to see it more now. Before, I do not really believe it, but the more I try to disbelieve it, the more it becomes more clear to me, because why would they burn his business? Because is he the only businessman who has GEJ company, GEJ banner in his office or whatever? So what I'm trying to say is this. I think there's a better way of dealing with this uncircumcised Fulani. When they kill the Igbo in the north, why don't we Igbos start dealing with them in the south? We don't need to go to war. We don't need to march. It's not supposed to. It's not going to be a conventional, something non-conventional, something asymmetrical. Strike their main point, strike their oil block, strike them, set it ablaze, do one or two things. I think that way is more effective. It will send a message to them.
My brother, I don't know where you have just come from, but all the ideas that you put forward are indeed excellent. And I'm not a business person, I must be very honest with you. But if there are those of them, if the Directorate of State can come up with people who can run long-term legitimate businesses, all well and good, they can go into it and try and fund it. But there was one business proposal. Now you have said that somebody brought to me, our brother, I will not say what the business proposal is, because fools will go and try and copy it. It is fantastic. And that is what we are going to do. It will not just stand us now, but it will take us into Biafra and sustain Biafra itself. It's so massive and so huge. And that brother is listening, and I want him to contact me again tomorrow morning for us to finalize it. He came to see me before I traveled home. Now that I am back, he can come and see me before I go back home to continue this very work. I thank you very much. Speak to your friends, speak to your family, speak to your clan as well. Tell them we are one. We know what we are doing. People think maybe they are too harsh. We know I am Achin Hainem. We love all of you very much, but we want you to change from your evil ways. Thank you very much for calling. And may Chukwu Abiyama bless you and also the journey you have come to undertake in the UK. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, once again, we must thank you for listening. We have come to the end of our program. And yesterday and today, I'm not sure people were asking again, are they with us? Are you South with us? And as I told you before, they are more ready than we are. What has been lacking ever since has been leadership. Are you telling me from what Asare Dokobo is saying that if we decide to march tomorrow, he will be against us? Their size now. Instead, he will even come and join us. Therefore, it is important we understand that. But Hausa will try in Yoruba. They will go and plant people. It started from even before Awolowo. The white man started it. Some of you don't know this, but I will tell you. There was something the white man did when they discovered oil in Biafra land. The white man, I mean English, the British, very clever people. I must give them credit. Very clever, I must tell you. They said, how do we get at this oil? It was the same white people, British, that said they never differentiated between Ibibio and Igbo before. They were the same thing. Go to every ancient writing of the early explorers. It was Igbo, Ibibio. They always said it all the time. It was the same white people that made it very clear when Kwa Igbo Church was being formed that Kwa means branch and Igbo means Igbo. Simple. Igbo, I-B-O, I-G-B-O is the same thing. It doesn't really matter. They said, we are going to divide them. For us to get their oil, we need to tell them that they are enemies against one another. And that is how you remain colonized forever and ever. I remember families where if you're Catholic, you cannot marry Anglican. If you're Anglican, my father is a knight in the Anglican church. I cannot wed in Catholic church. But Pope John Paul the Knight yet is relaxing in Rome next week. Who now? In Abate. Or in what is it called? In Oga. You am Catholic, you cannot marry me. I'm Anglican, you cannot marry Assemblies of God Church. That is exactly what we are preaching against. These divisions we have brought inside you to keep you in bondage. Some of you are loyal to Rome. I'm digressing a bit, but I'm coming. Some of you are loyal to Canterbury. Some of you are even loyal to Obomosho, to Yoruba pastors. But you are not loyal to yourselves. That is what Radio Biafra is here to correct through teaching this very gospel in truth and honesty. The white man, having wanted your oil for a very long time, decided to divide you. If I divide them, I get their oil. Now, what am I going to do that? Before the white man left. The white, British. The white man said, oh, we are concerned about the minorities in the East. Okay. So there is no minority in the North. There is no minority in the West. Everybody knows that Egba land is different from Yoruba land. Everybody knows that Ijebu is different from Yoruba land. The Ewes are different from Yoruba people. But, oh, so you are not concerned about Ijebu, about the Ewes and the Egbas because of conquest. They forced them to speak Yoruba. And you're not concerned about the northern minorities because Awosa conquered them and they're speaking Awosa. But you're concerned about people that practice freedom. Everybody had their language. Nobody interrupted you. You can do whatever you like. They said, because of your oil, we are now going to tell you that you are different. After all, thank heavens, you don't speak the same language, all of you. So, we are so concerned about Igbo domination of the minorities that we are now going to set up the Littleton's Commission to examine the plight of Eastern minorities. From there, they said, let's give them police officers, we give them customs parastatals, they can head it. But the other Igbo people can do whatever they like, but these ones, at least we guarantee them IG of police or deputy IG of police, something like that. That was what happened. The seeds of division were sown. And then, that seven named Azikiwe that is rotting in hell, and I will tell you why. He compounded it. We are so close together before, all of us, we are together in one family, that we actually voted in somebody from Calabar, Eyoita, to come and be at Enugu as the head of government at Enugu. Eyoita is from Calabar. He's an ethnic man. But Nnamdi Azikiwe came back, having been booted out by Yoruba and Awolowo from Ibadan. He was looking for a platform to relaunch his political career. He wanted a political office. That is one thing about Igbo people I don't like. When I look at Nnamdi Azikiwe, I see the embodiment of Igbo people. The selfishness this man possessed was too much. Some of you thought he loved you, but he didn't. He never introduced free education, mind you. At no time did he build any non... In fact, people blame him for moving the capital from Calabar to Lagos. But that's a different story for another day. The white man came trying to divide us. Nnamdi Azikiwe came and completed the work. Nnamdi Azikiwe sacked Eyoita. They removed Eyoita from the head of business. I remember when I spoke to Chuba Okadigbo about this. I asked him, why did Zik do this? Do you know what Chuba Okadigbo said to me? He said, implied in the principle of giving is also the principle of taking. That Nnamdi Azikiwe needed a platform to relaunch his career to meet Awolowo and Ahmadu Bello head on. Because of that, Eyoita had to be moved. And I said, have you seen the damage you have caused us? Have you seen that singular thing that Zik did? Awolowo now traveled to Calabar, started to, even when he was in prison, preaching against, oh, Igbo people are domineering. After all, they sacked Eyoita from Enugu. They chased him. They said he is not an Igbo man. Because of that, he cannot be at Enugu. But that was a lie. Now you understand why they have minorities. They succeeded into Ikwere land. They succeeded to Obibo to convince them that we are not one. When we are one from the beginning, Igbos never conquered anybody. We never went to war to force anybody to speak Igbo language. But Yoruba did the same thing. Hausa conquered people. We never did. If we never conquered anybody before, how can we start now? Can't you see why we do what we do? Can't you see why we have Radio Biafra? Can't you understand why we insist upon the truth? Can't you understand the essence of everybody supporting what we are doing? Because we are here to speak the truth, to propagate the gospel that will reaffirm to the whole world that indeed Biafra is a religion. And here on Radio Biafra is where we will always worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture all of you, those trading, those doing business, those engaged in one meaningful activity or the other, those who have lost hope, your hope will be restored, because in the end, this same Biafra we are looking for, we will get it because of the blessing of Chukwu Abiama, because invariably he will bless Biafra. I will join you again tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. from here in London, but from me, from here, this very day, cold, drabby, and wet, and ugly, it is simply good evening.
Unscathed, we passed victorious.